If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now we're going to call Afghanistan to see if it's true if the women really shower naked. Boop, 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 boop. Bring, bring. Baka, baka, baka. Yes, this is Kevin and Bean from America. Is it true that your women shower naked? Baka, baka. Sorry, do you speak English? Kevin, let me try. Do you speak English? Baka, baka, baka. Click.
This show sucks.
Almost hard to believe we're in third place.
So what'd you do at these radio stations? On air?
I don't have what is widely considered to be an on-air personality.
Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Kevin and Bean, honestly, they're a couple of schmucks.
Screechy and annoying.
And now...
Screw you guys. I hate you. I hate you all. Die, die, die. Go to hell.
Our feature presentation.
Another satisfied customer.
Absolutely.
Yep. A lot of fans very happy with the program lately.
Kevin and Bean Show, 531. It is Monday, the 20th of Foxtober.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
I'm going to cut off your skin and wear it as a coat.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't want Bean to be in charge of that anymore.
That is not sexy.
Wow.
What? What are you looking at me for? I don't have anything to do with that.
No,
that's
you have
just...
nothing to do with it.
Wow. That's not sexy at all.
You're telling me.
Only Mike would be pleased with that, by the way.
Best one so far.
That's comedy for one.
Well, you can't love a woman any more than cutting off her skin and wearing it as a coat. Come on, we all know that's the way to show affection.
Wow. That's painful.
How many more days of this month do we have?
Oh, my God. Let's see. Well, it's the 20th. So.
All right.
We got about nine more on-air days of Foxtober.
That's nine too many, my friend.
Should we could we take over the sound effects for
this?
No. Okay.
Nah, we're fine. I got it handled. Thank you. I especially enjoyed that one.
I don't think my man – here's what I think. I think we're miscast. I don't think my man Bean should be in charge of anything that has to do with – sex or sexy.
I think we discovered that.
If it's sex or sexy, he doesn't do it.
He doesn't have the right
barometer. Hi, Megan Fox.
I'm going to cut off your skin and wear it as a coat.
Yeah, that's not sexy.
The second time doesn't make it sexier either.
Okay.
If that's what you were thinking.
No, that is true.
So, how was everybody's weekend?
Fine.
Fantastic.
Didn't see any movies, though. I was
bummed.
Not one.
I wanted to.
Mm-mm.
I did.
You did?
What'd you see?
Well, Mike went. Mike's the guy who never goes.
Yeah. I saw Rock and Rolla.
Oh, is it good?
It is.
Like Guy Ritchie?
There was a pause there.
It is. Well, I mean, like, if you like Guy Ritchie movies,
I
really like this movie. He sticks to his template. It's very good.
Fantastic.
Plus, he might need the cash, so we should support him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Although I'm hearing, and I'm sure Ralph will have more on this in the Showbiz Beat coming up, I'm hearing that he stands to walk away with tens of millions of dollars.
Because she has so much more than he does?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to... In fact, Kevin, the headline on TMZ.com talked about how Guy was getting richer every day as a result of this potential divorce settlement.
Nope.
Madonna, yes.
We can never talk to them again.
Nope.
Speaking of Madonna, Mike and I were having a conversation right before you guys walked in about, you know, more and more stories lately are showing Alex Rodriguez and Madonna together. They're talking about how that's back on. Remember, it was on and then they kind of cooled it for a while. And now that the divorce is happening, it's back on. And... we were talking about how what it must be like for Alex Rodriguez, who probably has banged everyone in the world.
Yeah.
And at this point, he's just looking for novelty value. I mean, because as Mike pointed out, how many perfect 22-year-olds can you bang before it starts to get boring? I would think the answer would be, you know, there's no number.
It would be infinite.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently for a guy like Alex Rodriguez, now he has to start looking for, you know, chicks with one leg and chicks that are over 100 and you know,
chicks
I mean,
made
just,
of leather.
Just, yeah, chicks made of leather in this case, right? Just to mix it up a little bit. Just to get something different in there, you know, one night a week.
But
talk of a love nest between those two and everything else.
By the way, you said they were on again, off again. Didn't they come out and just completely flatly deny it?
They did.
They never admitted to it.
No.
Right.
It was false. She was married. It was not true. It was false. Yeah. Oh, yeah, now it's true.
It still may not be true. It's still the whole thing still could be made up, but it's juicy to imagine that it could be happening. I mean, she's just the most famous woman in the world, so why not? I mean, that's probably what's going through his mind.
Sure.
So He's got nothing to lose. No skin off his teeth to bang, you know, an occasional old chick. Because it's not like...
Don't you figure Madonna's pretty freaky?
I don't know. I always wonder, like, what makes a girl freaky. And usually it's crazy. But she's... I mean, once
you think she just sells it for...
I think if you're a superstar, you get catered to all the time. And you don't really have to... Yeah. Put on a show. I would think she would be terrible.
Yeah, and I also think that there's a big difference between Madonna 92 and Madonna 08.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's a good point.
You probably, back in the day when she really was kind of a normal person that was just really
And she
sexual.
Put out that book of her naked, the remember? Book, all those yeah. pictures.
Sure.
And
but that was before the accent. The accent
yeah,
probably
exactly.
killed her.
She's
I mean, how freaky can she be with that
And
accent?
You can't be that pretentious and have that big of an ego and be that arrogant and be that freaky. You know what yeah. I'm saying? She yeah. probably wants just to lie back and be pleased.
Yeah. Well, we all want that. Nothing wrong with that.
Right, but you know you're going to have to work for it.
Yeah,
she doesn't.
Yeah. That's true.
She doesn't have to work for it. I was at a party this weekend with Lee Iacocca.
Okay. I know where you were.
And Audrina from the Hills.
No now way!
That's what I wanted to ask you about, because Dave and I were texting as
that's
we do round the clock. As we do round the clock, and he said, I'm at a party with Audrina. And I'm like, what? He said, yeah, it's the Kevin party. And I thought, I couldn't figure out in a million years how Audrina Patridge would be invited to that thing. What happened?
It was at Galpin Autosports.
Right.
Where they did
Bo
Pit
Bachman.
My Ride.
Bo Bachman.
And I guess she was a client. I don't know. I don't know who invited her. But she was there, and I got to tell you, pretty hot.
What about from the neck up?
Pretty hot.
Really?
I was kind of...
Dave didn't think she looked as good in person as she does on
oh,
TV.
Oh, really? Well,
you
I don't...
You disagree?
Well, I don't really watch The Hills.
Yeah, but you see pictures like
yeah.
we do.
I thought
you
she looked a little
than...
better in person.
Really?
Yeah.
Not so much
were her...
ceiling eyes?
Right. Did she have the Mr. Potato Head upside down eyes?
Not
or did
as...
she look okay in person?
It wasn't as extreme, I think.
It's
yeah.
exaggerated by the
yeah.
camera. Okay. All right.
Hmm. Yeah.
Did you chat with Audrina?
Oh, God, no.
What would he say to Audrina?
No, but I had a friend
I don't know,
hitting
but
on her.
Think about how smart Kevin would feel and how rare he gets an opportunity to do that.
That's true.
What did
talk
your
to Audrina
say?
All of a sudden? Yeah. What's going on with your dude?
My friend just he's like I'm gonna get Audrina tonight. That's just, that's gonna happen. So he went up and introduced himself and said hi and then came back out and told him, oh, I just said hi, and then I said, and then what? And he said, I gotta go back. So then he went back and talked to her again, and it was more just meaningless chatter. And then, surprise, surprise, she skipped out, and he didn't know where she went.
Oh.
So he didn't exactly close that.
Okay.
And one other thing, there was a band there called Camp Freddy. I don't know if you've seen these guys, but they're basically pretty major musicians from all different kinds of bands get together and do, like, you know, cover songs. And Dave Navarro was there. Playing guitar.
Cool.
And Matt Sorum was on the drums. And
right.
The dude from the Cult, what's that guy's name? Billy?
On
Billy Madison on the Cult. I don't think it's Billy Madison.
I don't think it's Madison. No.
Guitar. Billy
oh,
Silton.
Okay.
Anyway, Slash was there. And then Exhibit came out.
Wow.
And he was playing. It was really amazing. And then Cypress Hill came out. And they did Rock Superstar. And then with the other guys, with Slash and all those guys. And then they did Paradise City.
Really?
The guys from Cypress Hill did Paradise City.
Oh, that's cool.
It was the strangest thing
sound?
Ever. Awesome.
Really?
Really good. And
Billy
then,
Duffy is the name we're looking
Billy
for.
Billy Duffy, thank you.
Right.
And then Ozzy came out.
What?
Ozzy Osbourne came out with the band Camp Freddy. And you guys remember when Ozzy was on Weenie Roast, I don't know,
sure.
6-7 years ago maybe?
Yeah.
And he could barely move. I mean, he was just shuffling. He would take 15 minutes to get from the side of the stage to the middle of the stage. I didn't think it was Ozzy. He came bounding out from backstage and started jumping up and down and clapping his hands.
Did Ozzy. He break a hip or anything?
I don't know. He was like $6 million man Ozzy.
Wow.
I was just looking at him going, is that just an impersonator? Or
was he just like loaded when we had him on?
I really don't know, because he couldn't take a step that was further than an inch and a half then. Now he was working the stage and leaning out in front of people. I mean, he was 20 years. He was 40 years younger than. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen. Then he started doing backflips and throwing people around. It was nuts.
Wow.
He still got it, Ozzy.
That's great.
He's back on fire. I don't know what Sharon gave him, but whatever it is,
I'm
keep
sure
it up.
Sharon had everything
or took
to
away
do
from
with
him.
It.
Or
yeah,
took
exactly.
away from him. I think it's more likely.
Now get out there and be energetic. But, yeah, that was amazing. That was really cool.
Yeah.
It was a fun time.
Sounds like a great night.
That's why I'm glad you, knowing Ozzy was going to be there and knowing that that's Mike's favorite singer of all time, I'm glad you made sure that he was included.
We did. Actually, we invited Mike.
He was invited.
Invited Mike, and on Friday told him Ozzy was going to be there, even though it was not widely reported. So,
okay.
And then Mike said, I got to work. So we said, all right, dude, be that way.
He missed it.
Mike. The only tattoo on Mike's body is Ozzy's signature.
Yep.
But he was really great.
I'm impressed. I'm shocked.
The whole time I was like, this can't be.
This is a look-alike.
Yeah. And his hair was like all soft and fluffy. It was still long and black, but it had a lot of bounce to it. I don't know. It was just bizarre. It was the strangest night. I just remember looking at his hair going, I've never seen his hair move, really. And he was jumping and bouncing and clapping his hands over his head and, yeah, come on, I can't effing hear you. He was screaming at the crowd. So I love Ozzy now. He's back to life.
Oh, awesome.
Somebody gave him the jaws of life backstage. And
sounds like it.
Took something out. Well, I don't know what happened to him, but he's alive now.
Well, good to know.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. We got Harvey Levin on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the celebs over the weekend and in the past few days. We have Amy Winehouse talking about getting her drugs from Satan. That's good.
Yeah.
Ralph reported that on Friday. She's actually now claiming that she gets her drugs from Satan.
Directly. They must be good.
Yes. We have something called Don't Talk Fat Week.
Okay.
If you've seen this, but there's a movement where women are saying, let's not talk about fat that way. It's an unhealthy conversation to have.
Yeah, I think it's at sororities that they're doing.
At sororities, okay.
Yeah.
So we'll give you some more details on that coming up just after the top of the hour. The worst version ever of You've Got to Fight for Your Right to Party. It's been covered by a country band.
Oh,
have
no.
Have you heard it yet, Kevin?
I have not. I'm waiting to hear it. I can't wait.
I can't wait for you to.
It's not just a country band. It's Big and Rich. And I don't know if you know anything about country, but to me,
they're the worst.
They're the worst.
They're everything that's wrong with not just country music, but music.
Yeah. We got a guy on the show today called Dracula Dave.
Oh.
Very excited about that. He's going to tell you about the Kevin and Me blood drive. Not that Dave.
I'm going to suck your blood.
I'm a bat.
Internet Roundup on the program today. We've got some very
funny
stuff.
We joke about Dracula Dave, but Dave does sleep all day, just like vampires do. Who knows?
True.
Think about it. That's one of the signs.
I'm a vampire of the night. I'm going to get you.
And the top 10 boobs in Hollywood.
That's what I'm talking about.
We also had this list on Friday, and it was bogus in almost every way.
Yes.
It's really the top 20 boobs in Hollywood when you think about it. Top 10 actresses with the top 10 boobs, I think, is what we're looking at.
That's true. So that's all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We will take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. Doesn't sound like a lot of time and energy went into that sound effect.
The Adam's Family song.
Does have a little bit of that. Dear Kevin and Bean, this email from Jeff begins, wait, you're putting that song in rotation? Paper Stain is the one you should be playing. That one's like chocolate. Paper Planes, the original, is like crap. Now, they're complaining that we're playing the MIA version and not the Miss Cleo version. That's what Jeff is suggesting here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have time.
No, not right now. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Monday morning. It's 5:51. Hey, Ralph.
What's up, boys and girls? Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office, as we do every Monday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Congratulations to Max Payne. He's painful to the max. $18 million made Max Payne number one at the box office this weekend. Wow. Kevin, what'd you think?
I did not have time to see it.
Oh, stop it.
But I want to. I'm surprised that it's number one, though. That seemed like one of those that looked good to me, but I took a lot of flack for it.
It's kind of a weak
is it?
Opening weekend, you know. Considering Life of Bees, you know.
Was that second?
No, that came in at number third. Beverly Hills Chihuahua, Lisa, was still number two at the box office.
Dominant.
Another $11.2 million it made this weekend.
Wow.
After being number one for 2 weeks in a row.
Wow.
It's number two. People can't get enough of George Lopez talking out of a dog.
Yep.
Can't get enough of it.
Wow.
Secret Life of Bees was number three, Lisa.
Okay.
I got to come up to me last night and say, hey, I don't want to tell anybody this, but my woman took me to see The Secret Life of Bees, and it was pretty good.
There you go.
I was like, oh, dude, keep that to yourself.
Did they have to use the jaws of life on him afterwards?
No, they did not.
How do you make sense of it?
I was thinking about the clear
they
boom
ripped
machine.
Him open with a jaws of life machine?
They tore him apart
horrible.
From his chair
Ozzy
that he was sitting in.
Ozzy doesn't deserve that. W was number four. at the box office this weekend, made $10.5 million. So a lot of people going back for more of George W. Bush.
I definitely want to see that.
I do, too. Eagle Eye was number 5. Body of Lies, rather, was number 6. Quarantine was 7. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist was number 8. Sex Drive came in at number 9 this weekend.
Aww. What?
The teenage sex comedy Sex Drive, which I thought would be at least in the top 5.
Easy.
Came in at number 9 with $3.6 million.
Wow.
And number 10, Knights in Rodanthe, rounded out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. A lot of politics on television this weekend. You know, we're weeks out, so it's very close to the election. And there's a lot of politics on television. Colin Powell went on Meet the Press with Tom Brokaw and endorsed Barack Obama.
Oh, did he?
Which was a bit of a surprise for a longstanding Republican like himself.
This is a guy who had high-level positions in 3 Republican administrations to come out and not support his friend John McCain. A lot of people just thought if he wasn't going to endorse McCain, he wouldn't endorse anybody.
Including both Bush administrations he worked in, of course, too. Yep. So, big surprise. And then, on the other side of the aisle, Sarah Palin was on Saturday Night Live. So you got Meet the Press on one side, and Saturday Night Live on the other, doing hilarious sketches.
Was she funny?
She was fine.
She was fine.
Yeah. She seemed very confident and secure, and they used her very sparingly. But they wrote some good stuff around her.
Saturday Night Live used her sparingly.
Yeah, imagine them using anything sparingly.
How about that?
Yeah.
I have the clip standing by, Ralph, if you care for it, of the conversation she's having with Alec Baldwin and Lorne Michaels.
Sure.
Would you like to hear some of that?
Saturday Night Live, Lorne Michaels, the producer of the show, backstage, standing there with Governor Sarah Palin as they watch Tina Fey do Governor Sarah Palin out on the stage. She's doing one of her faux press conferences.
Sure.
And Alec Baldwin, Tina Fey's co-star from 30 Rock, walks up and starts a conversation with Lorne Michaels.
Hey, Lorne. Hey, Tina. Lorne, I need to talk to you. You can't let Tina go out there with that woman. She goes against everything we stand for. I mean, good Lord, Lorne. They call her, what's that name they call her? Cara, what do they call her again, Tina?
That'd be Caribou Barbie.
Caribou Barbie. Thank you, Tina. I mean, this is the most important election in our nation's history, and you want her, our Tina, to go out there and stand there with that horrible woman? What do you have to say for yourself?
Alec, this is Governor Palin.
Hi there.
I see. Forgive me, but I feel I must say this. You are way hotter in person.
Yeah, so she was the real one was standing there while he was saying all those horrible things.
That's funny.
I thought that was pretty funny.
And then
she...
It was pretty funny for them to do.
Yeah. She sure looks like Tina Fey, doesn't she?
She sure does.
She sure looks a lot like her.
Looks a lot like Tina Fey. They look a lot alike.
I got to agree with Alec, by the way. She looked really hot on Saturday night.
Yeah, she did.
Governor Palin, really hot.
Okay.
Don't know
where to go from that.
You know she's only hot for a woman running for vice president.
No,
you guys
know
that, right?
If she were your friend's mom, you seriously would have MILF issues with her. You really would.
She's not going to be in Playboy, but she's like a hot chick. Exactly like being said. If she was my friend's mom, I would never stop thinking about
her. Yeah, I think so, too.
Right. That's all I'm saying.
Because
in the category of your friend's mom.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but I'm saying none of them are hot.
Treating her like she's hot as if she's in the real hot category.
How many women are we drooling over?
There's 9 billion hot women before you get to Sarah Palin. You're only even talking about her because she's running for vice president. And it's so inconceivable that a woman in that position could be remotely attractive that you're overreacting.
I think that's true, too. If she worked at the Department of Motor Vehicles, you would go in and you would go, wow, that woman is really hot behind the counter.
You would not go, wow. You would go, wow. But no one else would go, wow. Because she's a reasonably attractive woman in an unexpected place. It catches your attention. But she's not wow by a long shot.
I think it certainly ups her stakes. It ups her hotness because she's in, like you said, an unexpected position. But she's my type of chick. I'm with Bean. I think she's a way hot chick. Like I said, she's not Playboy hot, of course.
Yeah, she's not 20, obviously, but she looks really, really good.
If she was at all involved in my life in any other capacity besides being a vice presidential candidate, I'd still really want to bang her.
Yeah, that's hot.
Incomprehensible.
No, thank you for being so candid.
It's finding a cubic zirconia in a pile of poop. You're like, wow, that's the most beautiful ring I've ever seen. No, it's just because it's surrounded by a pile of poop.
Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her.
And then you go down to
Robin's
Brothers.
I would wreck that chick.
Go to Robin's Brothers and look in the cases and look at all the real diamond rings.
That's not as impressive?
Not nearly as impressive, no.
Okay.
Big change. Let's talk about someone who's genuinely hot, shall we?
Okay.
Hayden Panettiere has been dating her co-star Milo Ventimiglia for some time now.
dude eats her brain.
No.
That's just foreplay.
That's on Heroes, and that's not real.
No.
But apparently, some people are saying she may have a wandering eye. She may not be ready to settle down at 18. She may be interested
really?
In other guys.
What a floozy.
She was spotted flirting with Lamar Odom of the Los Angeles Lakers after a Jay-Z concert last Wednesday night.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Did she come up to his knee?
Spies say they saw the two exchange phone numbers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Give me your phone number.
He had to bend over just to hear what she was saying.
Sure.
As they were talking. But witnesses say he seemed very fond of her nonetheless.
It's hard to imagine.
I'd like to imagine. I can imagine, actually. Let me think. Let me just pop in Blackzilla Volume 3 and see if I can imagine what that would look like. Those two together.
I guarantee that right there, Ralph was thinking of Hayden Panettiere and Mike was thinking of Lamar Odom. I guarantee exactly. Those were the pictures in their minds.
Dude, is that paper mache? Look how large that hangs down at your knee.
He was thinking of. I asked him, remember? About his
Who had dog. The biggest unit?
Yeah.
And he was not happy.
Yeah.
Well, because you know why?
You're not
used to men coming up to him and talking about his genitalia, probably.
That's You're not Hayden Panettiere, that's why.
Yeah. Remember last week we were talking about Diana Bianchi? This is the teenage mistress of Christie Brinkley's ex-husband, Peter Cook.
Oh, sure.
I do.
The 18-year-old girl he hired for his architectural firm so that he could bang her behind Christie Brinkley's back.
Yes.
Looks like she may be cashing in on her newfound fame by disrobing for Playboy magazine.
Really?
Yes.
Makes sense.
Apparently, she's going to make a few bucks by posing for the magazine, according to the New York Post.
Has anyone gotten that?
You're fun.
That sex tape?
Mike?
No, I still haven't seen
Mike's our sex tape collector.
All I know is that so far only stills from the tape have been seen.
Oh, I thought they were already selling.
This is from the New York Post.
Okay.
But I assume if it's being exposed to that level, it's only a matter of time before someone puts it on the internet, right?
She hot?
She's attractive.
She is. She's no Sarah Palin.
See what you've started now?
Yeah.
You're giving Bean permission to be wrong-headed. And now he's going to run rampant with
anything that has to do with sex, we need to keep him out of.
And she will be the hottest thing in the world in 2 days. Sarah Palin. There'll be no one hotter than Sarah Palin. If she had a scar on her face like Tina Fey, then she'd be a little hotter.
Can you imagine a threesome with Sarah Palin and Tina Fey? Come on. The best.
And I don't bring this up because I think there's any relevance to this person. But I think the story is fascinating. Are you familiar with George Hamilton? He's an actor who's been around for a long, long time.
Like Dancing with the Stars a couple seasons ago.
Doesn't do acting so much anymore. Now he's just sort of a personality. He's known basically for being tan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what his thing
is. 70-year-old.
Good-looking older gentleman who's
super dark tan.
Super tan.
Yeah.
Was on Dancing with the Stars recently. Did a bunch of cracker commercials or something after that for baked crackers or something because he bakes in the sun. That was the tie-in.
Hello there.
He was He was a popular actor in the 60s and 70s. He worked quite a bit, but now he's just sort of a personality.
Right.
Anyway, he was doing an interview, and he revealed that his first relationship, and by relationship I mean banging.
Sure.
Was with his stepmother.
Whoa!
When he was 12, and she was 28.
What?
No kidding.
Yes.
And he claims it was a very normal experience that didn't leave him warped in the least.
What?
Story took a weird turn.
He was 12, she was 28.
He was cheating on his dad.
But
what? That's normal.
And he said things were so good between them that they had a follow-up affair later in life, and his dad passed away in the middle of their affair.
Oh!
While he was banging his dad's wife, the dad died. However, he still claims that this hasn't affected him emotionally whatsoever.
That's the best story ever.
That's what I thought. That's why I thought I'd bring
it to
your
attention. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't just a little aroused.
What the? Yeah,
so...
We've never done, have we, the phone topic of you banged your stepmom or stepfather? Do we do that?
I don't think we've ever gone that far because
I can't imagine we haven't, but then when I think about it, I don't remember us doing it. Seems like something we would have touched on in the time we've been on the air here.
Woody Allen, I'm out. That's my whole list. That's crazy. Stepmom.
12, 28. That's even crazier.
No. That is crazy.
It's not like, you're 22.
Right.
And your dad's a rich old pervert, and he marries some hot 30-year-old or something. I mean, that's reasonable. But
wow,
yeah. When you're 12, the stepmom is actually like your mom. It's not just some guy that your dad married after you were grown. That's an excellent point, Ralph.
And what's her mindset? What's going through her head?
Husband isn't getting it done.
So I'm going to go to the 12-year-old.
Oh. He was very tan, Ralph.
He was very tan, yeah.
He was quite tan at that age.
I mean, he was a good-looking fella. Pretty boy, that George Hamilton, when he was young, but come on now.
He's right, prematurely tan.
Let's talk.
He's a douche.
He came out of the womb tan. His dad was really tan, so their baby was really tan.
Sure.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Tom Petty. Don't do me like that. He's 58 years old today. One of the best rockers ever. Yes. Ever.
Kevin, I know you're no fan, but even you have to admit how great he was at the Super Bowl halftime show a couple years ago.
He was better than I expected, but then I didn't expect much because I'm not a big fan.
Right.
Yeah. He was good.
But a super long career of really high-quality music. Most guys peak, you know, with the first couple albums, and then after that is sort of living on their laurels. Every single album he comes out with has really good rock and roll on it.
Yeah.
Quality dude.
He's a good example, though, of guy who shouldn't have beard. But does.
Look, he just looks like a homeless person. You're not ugly enough, Tom Petty, anybody putting a beard on him. Trust me.
True. You're covered
no
up.
No beard. Just not an attractive man. No. He's just no good look there.
He's no Hamilton.
He's no Viggo Mortensen.
No, he's not.
Viggo turns 50 years old today. And our buddy Snoop. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Aww. He turns 37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All right, let's talk about Delta. Tri-Delta and the group, the Academy for Eating Disorders. Have come together for Fat Talk Free Week.
Okay, what does that mean?
No fat talk. Women say they're fat too much. It's unhealthy.
Well, they're right, though.
Well, even thin people sometimes say, I feel really fat today.
It's 5 days of nationwide events during which women are encouraged to quit talking smack about their own bodies and other women's. Mm. I need to lose 10 pounds. She's too fat to be wearing that. My thighs are huge.
That sounds about right.
But what if
how
she?
We talk.
But what if she is too fat to be wearing that?
What if your thighs are huge?
Right.
Just ignore it for the week. Is that the point?
Doesn't really change it.
Don't say it for a week. It's Fat Talk Free Week.
Well, the woman behind this at Trinity University is named Carolyn Becker, and she is the spokesperson for Fat Free Week. We thought we'd find out more about what this means, because clearly we're missing the point, and Ms. Becker joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fatty, 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 fatty.
Kevin, don't insult our guest.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Do we understand correctly what Fat Free Week is all about? No conversation about your body or other women's bodies.
That's right. Don't talk about your body or other women's bodies.
I'll tell you, the first way of dealing with your fat is admitting it.
Oh, that's not funny.
What about that? Yeah, Kevin, come on. Let's hear what the woman has to say here.
We're trying to avoid that kind of stuff.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Are you feeling okay? You sound like your breathing is quite labored, Miss Becker.
No, I'm fine.
You just take a run?
No. I had to come all the way over here to answer the phone.
Oh, that wore you out?
Yeah.
That's so.
So the point is you're trying to boost women's self-esteem by not focusing so much conversation on how they look.
That's right. Less focusing on appearances and more on health. And
still
we
fat.
Think you can be healthy at any size.
But at any size?
Uh-huh.
Really? But mm-hmm. really?
Yes.
Are you eating right now?
No.
It sounds like you're chewing food right now.
No.
Are you in denial about how much and when you eat?
What?
Wasn't this designed for skinny girls to stop saying they're fat? Because it sounds to me like you know, if you're fat, that's probably not good. Not healthy.
Who's to say what's skinny? And
well,
who's
I mean,
not skinny?
I think a doctor could look at someone who's obese and say that that's not healthy.
Doctors don't know everything.
Well, they know a lot about this, though.
Let's not talk about it.
Well,
let's have Fat Free Week.
What are you eating?
Nothing.
Why don't you have
a
week?
We can hear you.
Why don't you have a week of not eating fatty stuff? How about that?
How about you focus on something other than a woman's weight?
Fat.
We called you specifically to talk about...
How much do you weigh, Carolyn?
That's between me and my doctor.
Do you go to a
you?
Doctor?
What?
I said, do you go to a doctor?
No!
How big are you?
What?
I think...
How big are you?
Who's that?
Some do.
How big are you?
The Reflections Body Image Program is seeking to supplant the thin ideal with the healthy ideal. Do you consider yourself healthy, Carolyn?
I want some delivery.
I'm sorry?
What are you eating?
A ham.
Not a ham sandwich?
No.
Just.
I have a fast metabolism. I have to eat a lot to get energy.
You're just fat.
Is this a whole ham, like right off the pig?
Not the bone.
Everything but the bone?
Yeah.
I mean, look at her. She's got elbow cleavage.
I mean, let's not focus on the weight of mm-hmm. a girl. How about what's inside?
What if what's inside weighs 400 pounds?
This is why women have bad self-esteem. Because guys like you are always just talking about our weight.
Well, I think the problem is guys like us when we talk about thin girls like they're not heavy enough. If you're fat, then you're fat.
Let's not talk about that.
Oh.
Let's have fat-free, talk-free, week-free.
Maybe we should have ham-free, week-free, too.
Sister, sister, how you come at me like that?
You're fat.
You should be backing me up.
Why, because she's a woman?
Yes.
Beep, 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 backing you up.
Nicely done.
You whore.
Nicely
she's
done.
She's a mocking the fatty. Well done.
You slut whore.
Look, no one can eat everything they want. You just can't do it. It's not healthy.
I know. I tried. I won't fit in my mouth.
But we're saying it's not healthy.
Yeah.
You saying it is healthy is not going to help.
I can be healthy at any size.
No, you can't.
No, that's not true.
That includes a dress size 41.
Oh,
what?
Whoa, that's a moo-moo.
Wow, 41?
It depends on the cut of the dress.
Nope.
There's no cut of a dress at that size.
That's just
you
a tent.
Whore.
That's just a tent.
What?
Big butt.
This article on Salon where we found your story, Ms. Becker, says 54% of women would rather get hit by a truck than get fat. Wow.
That's rough. That might not be so good.
Are you there?
You should ask my boyfriend what he thinks about my body.
Okay, is he there?
Yes.
Put him on.
Oh, is he here?
Yeah, put him on.
No, I don't think he's here.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, how are we supposed to ask him then?
I don't know where he went.
Is he ever there?
I sat on him last night and I haven't seen him since.
Uh-oh. He's in a fold.
Oh.
Who would have thought Lisa would be the harshest one on this call?
Lisa has come alive this morning.
She sure has.
Lisa hates fat girls.
That's what we're learning.
I want a ham. I'm jealous.
But you know what you wouldn't do?
But
eat
I'm
it.
I'm not eating it.
That's right.
Exactly.
Carolyn, maybe you could take a lesson from our little Lisa.
Maybe not. Bitch.
Are you going to cut her?
I'm going to eat her.
Oh, you're going
to
eat her,
right.
That's not good.
You had to catch me, slut. Bitch.
She's wrecking you, Carolyn. She is wrecking you.
I think
you.
We have to go look for a boyfriend.
I'm so depressed. I got to get something to eat.
Oh. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday the 20th of Foxtober, by the way, which is your last day to register to vote. And we're going to give you some celebrity commercials. I don't know if you're aware of all the people that are doing these commercials, but we'll give you a little taste of that coming up next.
Okay.
Well, it is the most important election in our lifetime. Again, this time around, don't you know?
Yeah, sure.
Which is what they tell us every time. The only thing that could have been better than hearing that Nirvana song is if some country artists could get together and do a cover version of it, because that's how I want to hear my blazing, blistering rock and roll is redone by country guys.
Yeah, and then you take this song, maybe one of the best ever. I don't need this song to be redone.
Not at
all. Especially by country artists. Come
on. This came to our attention recently that the country duo of Big and Rich, who are very, very popular in country, most famous for that Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy song, I guess is probably their biggest hit. But they got lots of other big hits on country radio. For some reason, they decided to cover the Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right to Party. And there's never been a worse fit between artist and song than Big and Rich doing the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, well, we're going to play it for you now and just kick it.
If it's your horse.
Oh, no, they didn't. How do you start this song with ooh, ooh?
It doesn't sound anything like it.
Like a bad karaoke version,
what?
Does it?
Ooh, ooh. Kick it!
Play for school, man, you don't wanna go.
Wow.
Cause you'd rather stay at home watching Don Imus show.
No, they didn't. No, wait a second.
Are you serious?
Is this a parody?
Sorry, I just spit on you.
The room.
Yeah, no, sorry about that.
I'm sorry I did that.
Right.
I'm embarrassed that I did that.
You didn't do that.
I did a bad thing.
You missed classes and no homework.
They have a banjo. No!
But your teacher preaches class like you're some kind of jerk.
Jerk.
You gotta fight for your right to party. Well, your daddy caught you smoking and he said no.
Wow.
This is awful.
It didn't need to be done, right?
No.
God, no.
Some
songs it doesn't kind of matter because people don't really like them all that much anyway, so who cares if somebody else redoes it? But I don't even mind
if an artist has the chops and the cojones to pull off a classic. You can take a great classic song and do your own thing with it, but you don't just make it suck. I mean, what's the point of taking a classic like Fight for Your Right and just destroying it? That doesn't make any sense.
Now your mom threw away your best country man.
Yeah. Busted! Shut up!
Because we know how your parents don't want you reading those country mags. See, now it made sense in the Beasties version that your mom would throw away porno mags.
Right.
Because that's what would happen. It doesn't even make any sense to throw away country mags.
You think it's going well?
No.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Wow. I try so hard, this is Bean speaking, as a country music fan to try to defend the genre when guys like Ralph come out and say all country music sucks. But there's no way, I mean, this is his Exhibit A. There's no way I just have to say you win.
Exhibit
A. I can't defend
this?
No.
Steve in Redlands, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. Hey, do you guys know if the Beastie Boys actually licensed this song to Big and Rich?
Oh, I wonder. Do they have to?
They don't have to get their okay.
They don't have for covers?
Why don't they have
to?
No. You can cover any song you want.
Really?
And just pay royalties.
Oh,
I mean, I know with like Guitar Hero and things like that, they got to license those songs to cover them, don't
or
they?
Or they couldn't use them, right? I think.
Right.
Yeah, those aren't covers on Guitar Hero. On Guitar Hero, they use
can we hear what the Beastie Boys think of this god-awful rendition?
I'd love to do it. Next time we have one of those guys on, we will definitely ask. You agree with us, though. It's one of the worst things you've ever heard in your life, right, Steve?
Oh, it's horrible.
Don't step out of this house if that's the clothes you're gonna wear. I'll kick you out of my home if you don't cut that hair.
Yeah, they gotta be stopped.
Well, your mom busted in and said, what's her name?
Come on.
Jealous, it's the Big and Rich Boys.
It's the Big and Rich Boys.
Oh, good.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
You know, John McCain was probably very happy to have their endorsement a few weeks ago. He's going to hear this. He's going to go, not so much from you guys.
Oh, you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6:39.
Wait till Big and Rich get a hold of that one, by the way.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Great.
So today is the last day to register to vote in the county of Los Angeles. I heard something interesting on the radio this morning. 4.1 million registered voters in Los Angeles already, which is more than there are in 30 United States.
Really?
So you'd think we'd have enough, right? but they're not done. They're not going to be satisfied until every human being who's eligible to vote does register. And they're making it super easy for you this year. You can go to, you know, all the usual places like government offices and post office and stuff like that. This year you can find forms to register to vote at fast food restaurants. They're doing it at malls. They're doing it at Dodger Stadium tonight. I mean, they are just everywhere. And there is a website set up called LAVote.net. LAVote.net if you would like to register to vote.
I registered in 17 states over the weekend.
Did you really?
Oh, good for you.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. And, of course, we've been doing our part here at K-Rock in the weeks leading up to today being the deadline, the last day to register, by playing announcements periodically on the radio as well.
Yeah, and we have some celebrity ones that are going to be running all day today on K-Rock.
Okay.
As you know, the celebrities have been doing a lot of videos to get people out to vote.
But Leo DiCaprio told me not to vote, though. That's what he said.
Was only at the beginning, and then the whole thing about 17 minutes in turned, and they said, unless you care, then vote.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Yeah. I didn't stay to the end.
So here's one that we're going to be airing today. It is from Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, how you doing? It's Sylvester Stallone. You know, voting is very important. If you don't vote, then, you know, people make decisions for you. And that ain't right. You should make your own decisions in life, you know? If you don't vote, then people can send you to war. If you go to war, then they draw first blood. Next thing you know, you come back, they spit on you.
Wow.
So, make sure you vote. Because I think we all realize that America needs change. And if you can change, and I can change, then maybe we all can change. You want me to fight? Want me to fight the big fight? All right, I'll fight the fight. Don't forget to register to vote.
Well, he sounds actually committed to the cause.
Sure, yeah. Last day to register today. We're going to be airing this PSA today on K-Rock from Sean Connery.
Oh.
Hello, this is Sean Connery, reminding you that today is the last day you can register to vote. Voting is what makes a democracy possible. So why don't you climb off the giant you're sitting on and register to vote? I bet if they promised you a free if you registered, you'd do it. Register to vote so you can make the biggest decision of your life, whether to vote for an old man or a so don't forget to register, unless you're a woman. In that case, shut the up and make me something to eat.
Wow.
We better not air that one.
That might not be such
I'm
a good idea.
Too much. I'm surprised they accepted that, actually.
And finally, the last PSA that we will be airing today, because it's the last day to register, is the great David Hasselhoff.
Yep. This is David Hasselhoff. This is the register to vote. Voting is important. Am I right? Yes. So, get off your butts and register to vote. It's not even hard. I did it, and I'm all right.
Sound like it.
So, this is a mess. Register to vote.
Nice.
Coche Fantastico. Average voter. This is a mess. I'm all right. Nope. Register to vote.
Who is he talking to?
Register to vote. Oh, I just myself.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, the top 10 celebs with boobs in Hollywood, coming up just after the
All
top.
All right.
We got to come up with our own list. The one that Us Weekly or whoever it was came up with is bogus.
Absolutely.
It did have troubles. Hey, Ralph, you haven't made fun of the Cowboys in like 15 minutes.
Cowboys!
What's going on, man? You're slipping. What's up with that?
Oh! Wow. Johnson just threw another pick.
Oh, that hurts.
Brad Johnson. So
losing to the Rams. Dude, what's up?
It's good to see the Cowboys go
down.
Let me
tell you a little something about the Rams. Rams are a different team with Jim Haslett as head coach than they were with...
are they?
Whatever they did.
The dude before.
Linehan. The past 2 weeks, they've just been playing great ball.
Yep.
But the Cowboys were horrible.
And that's always fun.
That was so much fun. Because the Eagles had a bye week this week, so I really didn't have much to root for until I started watching the Cowboys... Rams game, and it was
you just root against the Cowboys, and everything's good.
Are the Cowboys Raiders, as bad the as the Seahawks? Won. I know that's tough to pick. But
Seahawks were horrible last night.
Horrible.
Too.
They're pretty much the worst. I mean, let's be honest. They're the worst.
They really
team.
Are.
No, Detroit's still the Detroit's worst team the worst in the NFL. All right. Yeah, absolutely.
At least Seahawks have won one game this year.
I was also at a
Tennessee's
friend's house.
Still unbeaten. 6-0, by the way.
No, that's unbelievable.
They're for real.
I was also at a friend's house, and they were watching the baseball game, which everyone was on last night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who it was.
Game 7 of the American League Championship Series between Boston and Tampa.
The pitcher for one of those teams, I'm not sure which one, leans all the way over and like picks up like a little bit of dirt on his hand.
Yes,
as he
has a very unusual delivery. Yes,
literally leans down and throws the ball like 1 inch above the ground.
Really?
I've never seen anything like it before.
Who is that?
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I don't remember what the guy's name is. Dave would know. But yeah, I know the guy exactly that you're talking about.
The ball has to go up from the pitcher's mound to not hit the dirt in front of the plate.
Wow.
It comes at an angle up at you. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen.
Bizarre. By the way, head of Ralph Showbiz Beat, if you had gone to Vegas at the beginning of the series, odds were 150-1 against Tampa Bay winning the World Series. So you're starting to look pretty smart as you're one step closer to that because the series starts on Wednesday and it could happen. But that's the way to make some cash right
Phillies!
There.
Phillies!
Oh, are they still in?
Phillies!
They're the National League representative, yeah.
Oh, you don't care, Ralph.
Oh, come on. It's the greatest sport in the world. Love baseball.
All right, let's take a look at the Showbiz Beat for a Monday morning. What did we miss this weekend, Argar?
Speaking of sports, did you catch the Kelly Pavlik Bernard Hopkins fight Saturday night?
I didn't. I saw highlights, but I didn't catch it. No.
Wow, what a great fight! B-Hop
is what we call him now.
43 years old, just schooled him, every round.
But it went the distance, right? It went the whole fight.
But he was dropping bombs on Pavlik. God bless him. He's got a tough jaw, the kid. But Hopkins at 43 years old, who hasn't really fought a fight. He's won a bunch of fights, but he hasn't fought a fight in a long, long time. Just hand speed. Everything was unbelievable. 43 years old.
Wow.
Guy looked half his age. If you're a boxing fan, it was a great night Saturday night. All right, let's take a look at top 10 movies of the box office this weekend, shall we? Max Payne. That's what B-Hop delivered. Max Payne. The Marky Mark film made $18 million at the box office, looking at number one this weekend. Mark Wahlberg also on Saturday Night Live this weekend.
There you go.
Remember,
I told you
last week he was kind of cheesed off at Adam Sandberg's impression of him talking to animals.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hey there, dog. You have nice fur. Tell your mom I said hi. It was just a very odd sketch that Mark Wahlberg took exception to. So he shows up in the beginning of Saturday Night Live. Asking Lorne Michaels where Adam Sandberg's dressing room is.
Oh, that's funny.
Lorne Michaels like, hello, guy. I don't know. So, hey, you want me to bust your head open, too? It's right down there, second door on the left in the hallway. All right, then. So it was very funny.
Wow.
It does kind of seem like the whole thing was orchestrated. Like, the only reason they did the bit in the first place is because they wanted the follow-up with Mark Wahlberg coming in to promote Max Payne this weekend, right?
I did not get that sense.
But how can you be so skeptical of SNL?
But if that's how you feel, man, it's America.
You go.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua was number two.
Woo!
$11.2 million.
Woo!
Secret Life of Bees is number three.
Nope.
The world am I living in where Max Payne, Beverly Hills Chihuahua, and Secret Life of Bees are the top three movies in America?
It does seem like the Hell Cineplex, doesn't it?
W was number four in its debut weekend. Eagle Eye, Body of Lies, Quarantine, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. Sex Drive came in at number nine this weekend. Unexpected.
Wow. Way to go, Seth Green.
That's rough.
And Knights in Rodanthe came in at number 10. In your top 10 box office this weekend. As I mentioned on Saturday Night Live, Mark Wahlberg stopped by, as did Governor Sarah Palin from the great state of Alaska. She was pretty funny. Did a little sketch in the opening where Alec Baldwin thought she was Tina Fey.
Sure.
That was kind of funny. Then she showed up during Weekend Update as well. And then she was at the end. She was waving everybody at the end.
She's a permanent cast member now?
Why not? She was sort of a cast member. Yeah, it was very strange.
Usually I just have them stop by for one skit and move on.
Here's a little piece of tape where Sarah Palin is standing with Lorne Michaels, the producer of the show, watching Tina Fey do an impression of her on stage. Alec Baldwin drops by and mistakes Sarah Palin for Tina Fey. He thinks it's just Tina dressed up.
Is that me you're waiting for that tape for?
Oh, I assumed.
Yes. I did not have that loaded up this time, ready to go.
All right, well, then you'll hear it next hour. It's very entertaining.
Okay.
Thought of maybe as I started talking about
it's real funny.
Go to the tape. Very funny. Madonna's splitting up with her husband, Guy Ritchie. And already details about their relationship are starting to leak to the press.
Oh, good. I like this.
This is coming from you know, these are people who have been around the couple.
Quote, friends, unquote.
Quote, friends of the couple, saying that Guy Ritchie lived in hell being married to Madonna.
Really?
Here's some of the little facts about what it's like to be married to Madonna. Apparently, every aspect of home life was dictated by Madonna. She completely emasculated him, says one friend.
Good times.
No surprise there, right? Madonna sleeps slathered in $1,000 a jar cream covered in a plastic bodysuit to fight aging every night.
It's not working.
It's not working. What's she paying for that?
She slathers herself with some sort of cream and then wraps herself in a plastic bodysuit and sleeps in it.
That's not sexy.
That's not sexy at all. You thought flannel pajamas were bad. How about the girl in the plastic bubble sleeping next to you?
Wow.
Crinkling every time she rolls over like a ham sandwich and saran wrap. That's
wow.
Not good.
No.
Madonna can't eat regular blueberries. She has to have a certain type of Canadian blueberry flown into London.
Oh, sure. My God.
What?
Yeah.
Is there a difference?
Imagine living in a house, Kevin, where there was no dairy allowed. No milk. Guy could only drink rice milk in the house. No cheese, no cream, no salt, no preservatives. No processed meat of any kind. Everyone had to live by Madonna's dietary laws.
Well, that's dumb.
Apparently, there's a no TV rule.
There's
in
a
the
rule
family.
That he can't watch TV, and he didn't walk earlier?
No TV, no newspapers allowed in the household.
Why? What?
Protect the children.
No information allowed to get past the Madonna barrier. So that's the kind of lifestyle Guy Ritchie was living for. What, was it 8 years they were married? 7 years?
Too long.
Too long, whatever it was. More details coming out about the David Duchovny, Taya Leone split. You know, rumor has it that she's been banging around with Billy Bob Thornton. Mm-hmm. Billy now says they're just good friends.
Well, that's
everyone says
that's confirmation in Hollywood to me.
Meanwhile, Dave apparently has been having a fling with a 28-year-old tennis instructor for the past 6 months.
Was that before or after rehab or during?
Before. It must be before, during, and after.
Yeah, I mean,
if it's 6 months.
What, he went in like a month and a half ago or something?
A month.
The smoking hot 28-year-old high-priced tennis instructor named Edit Piquet.
Edit?
Edit.
What name is that?
Talks to the UK's Daily Mail in an interview and says, we have a very, very close relationship. I don't want to be a third person in a marriage, but I know it can be seen that way. David and I are very close friends, and we still play tennis together. He's an excellent player, and he likes physically strong, fit women.
Giant size cans.
Asked directly about their relationship, Edit said, I don't want to say anything that might hurt David. I'm not going to deny it, but I don't know what our relationship means to him. Thanks for all your
what
backup.
What the hell?
She perhaps shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, maybe that was the way to go. Look, I'm not going to deny it, but I'm not going to say that we're having sex. Well, by not denying it, aren't you pretty much?
Yeah.
No, that was good work. Yeah, good times. Rumor has it Bruce Willis may be taking another walk down the aisle.
Oh, good.
Don't!
That's worked out well for him.
Source at the Cartier jewelry store in Beverly Hills tells In Touch Weekly magazine that the actor and his girlfriend Emma Hemming...
Hemming. Emma no edit?
Emma Hemming. We're checking out engagement rings at the end of last month. And she liked one in particular that was made of platinum. It had a couple giant diamonds all over it.
Sure.
Okay. Have you seen Emma Hemming, by the way?
No.
Yes.
Really? Good times?
Yeah.
Good times. I saw Demi Moore on a red carpet the other night. And she, every year, looks younger than she did the year before. I mean, I know she's had great plastic surgery.
Lots
but there's
got to
be something else
going
on. I mean... It's the best plastic surgery ever done on a woman her
it
age.
It is. That's true.
The way she looks. It's unbelievable how good she looks.
I heard... that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
His new girlfriend, by the way, looks like Demi Moore about 20 years ago.
She does.
She's very, very...
Turns out she's attractive.
Yeah. Click on that one there. We're looking at your pictures now here on the computer screen for you folks at home who are listening.
Yeah.
It's not very entertaining for you, but
for you.
Come on. Look at that now. She's kind of like a... Who's the Israeli smoking hot?
Oh, yeah.
Bar Raphael?
Raphael.
No, no.
What do you mean, no?
Yeah, she's smoking hot, but the...
Gene Simmons.
That's it. No, the girl from...
from Entourage.
From Star Wars.
No.
The Queen.
Oh,
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman,
yeah. She looks like a Natalie Portman, Demi Moore sort of crossbreed.
She looks like a woman version of Natalie Portman.
Not
Natalie Portman is a woman?
Are you
She's beautiful. Are you kidding
she's
me?
She's like really tiny. She's very little
thin,
tiny
but she's
person.
A beautiful woman.
She's very beautiful, but she has the body of a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest.
Yeah. But facially, don't you get a little hit from Natalie Portman hit there?
I'd like to get a Natalie
this
Portman hit.
This is what's known as radio hell.
Meanwhile, back to us.
Shanna Mokler says that she had a premonition things were going to go very wrong on the flight that took the lives of four people and seriously injured DJ AM and her ex-husband Travis Barker.
Manure.
How about a little heads up, Shanna, then? If that was the premonition. Maybe a little, hey, don't get on that plane would have been helpful.
I wonder how many times people like that have thoughts like that that don't come true. But then she does.
Yeah. She told Us Weekly magazine that she was supposed to travel with Travis to South Carolina. But had a bad feeling at the last minute and decided that they shouldn't that she should not fly. She had a premonition.
Really?
Things were going to go very, very
That's
wrong.
Cool.
I had the same premonition before Shanna's last plastic surgery. Turns out we're both a little psychic. And congratulations to me!
Why?
Because I just got the greatest news ever. Oh. Thanks to one
yes,
of our K-Rock,
I'm gay.
One of our K-Rock listeners.
Bad.
No, this is not better, but almost as good. The Star Trek attraction in Las Vegas will continue on.
I thought they closed
it. The outcry?
They are moving it downtown. It's going to go downtown to Fremont Street. They're opening the Neonopolis Mall on Fremont Street.
Yeah.
And apparently they're going to put the Star Trek experience there. So Star Trek will remain in Las Vegas. You can still go see the Star Trek experience.
Or I can still not.
Oh, they'll love this downtown, folks.
Yes, they will love it downtown.
They don't love it out in the
peace, live long, and prosper.
Ralph is genuinely excited about this. He was pumping his fist in the air like he just accomplished something.
Love the Star Trek experience. Love it.
But isn't that a way of basically, it's a stay of execution, but it's still dead once they move it downtown, right? I mean, that's not where the people are.
There are people downtown.
But not compared to on the Strip.
Dude, what do you want? They're keeping it open someplace.
Well, no, I'm just saying that's a way of saying, okay, technically it's still alive, but no one's going to go to it anymore.
What was that?
It's not Donnie and Marie.
That's a real attraction.
I don't have time to get into that.
To the Liberace Museum with Donnie Marie.
What was that?
Yes. Today's celebrity birthdays, Snoop Dogg. What'd it do, nephew?
How about Snoop Dogg?
He's 37 years old today. Viggo Mortensen and his tail are both 50. And Tom Petty turns 58 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm going to tell you that In Touch Weekly is dead to me. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Well, they're not good. I'll give you that.
Hollywood's Best Breasts is the title of the article. Now, you got my attention right there. But then you start perusing their list, and you see some very attractive, in fact, beautiful women on this list that maybe aren't famous for their boobs. I'll give you an example. At number 8 on their list is Jennifer Aniston.
Nope.
Now, she's a good deal. There's nothing wrong with Jennifer Aniston.
Except
certainly not
boobs.
Among the not the 10 best breasts in Hollywood,
no,
right?
She's not even
all
that hot.
I think she's
attractive.
She's attractive.
She's
way high on the cute scale.
She's
way cute.
Talented, funny, attractive.
But I don't think she's known for her breasts, and I certainly wouldn't put them in the top 10.
No.
Certainly not. So that one, you know what? Beyonce Knowles to me is the same way. She's super hot.
I agree.
Terrible boobs.
You don't really know her for
she
her boobs.
Have terrible boobs.
They're fine, but they're not amazing.
Terrible. They're not terrible, but they're not top.
Her
top.
Ass is better than her boobs.
Right. Yeah. Here's the deal, though. She's got big hips. She's a bigger girl, and I like that. But when you are a bigger girl, you got to have big knockers, and she doesn't.
To balance.
So that puts her, I would say, in the bad boob category.
No, it's not bad.
All right, he's bad. Don't listen
she's
to him.
She's just fine.
But she shouldn't be on the top 10.
Nope.
All right. Adrena Partridge, how about her?
Pretty
How about
great.
Adrena Patridge even better. I'm sorry.
They're pretty great.
Yes.
They're pretty
they
great.
Right? But top 10?
Well, you ignore
top
her face.
Top 10?
Yeah.
Not top 10. She's not top 10. She's got good cans, but she's not top 10. She's just not.
That's a tough
Ralph,
one.
Ralph, what you prefer is really big. Not everybody prefers that. She's big enough.
Well, I'm saying there are boobs just as good as hers by bigger stars and more attractive women in Hollywood. If you're making a top 10 best boobs in Hollywood list, she doesn't make the top 10.
You have to ignore her face. Are we not ignoring faces?
I barely consider her in Hollywood.
Well,
I take umbrage with that part of the list,
yeah, true. Megan
okay,
Fox.
She's more of a movie goer than she is someone who's actually in Hollywood.
Exactly.
Megan Fox, hot.
Again, smoking
but
hot.
But not known for
boobs. Aren't really spectacular.
Mm.
They're kind of smallish.
I'm going to go top 10.
It's not
top
10.
It's
tough
come
not
on.
To put her on it.
Because,
I mean,
we're not going for biggest. We're going for best. Right. So for her frame, her boobs are perfect, I think. for her frame. Mm-hmm. I think they are in proportion. You know, we're not just going for the most giant, are we?
And no, she's got to get credit for being natural. They considering natural, they hang really well.
You don't want to start that argument. You don't want to start natural versus fake because that opens up a whole different can of worms.
No, I don't care. I agree, yeah, because then we're running into a lot of trouble.
They're right. Fine, but
I think
I don't
they're
know.
Fine. That's what I'm saying. They're fine. She's obviously beautiful. Yes, she's got a lovely body. But in terms of, I think top 10 breasts have to sort of grab your attention and say, wow, look at me. Aren't I spectacular breasts?
Yeah.
And that's not the first thing by far you notice on her.
Catherine Heigl?
Great cans.
She is
great. Yeah,
she does.
She's
she
always,
does.
She's been like legendarily had great cans since Roswell. People have been saying, have you seen the cans on that girl?
Since 1947?
Yes. Wow. since the crash into Mexico. Yes.
Wow, Kevin making a rare historical reference,
and
by
I
the
think
way.
He got the year right, too.
Give it up.
What? I think he got the year right, too.
He
I
did.
Think.
Wow. Let's
shocking.
Not, let's
wow.
not treat
Why
me like
you
I'm a paste eater.
That?
I don't know.
We're talking about this In Touch Weekly article, and we need to rewrite the list because although there are some women who deserve to be on this list, and I don't think any of us are complaining about Jessica Simpson, for instance, who is number one. I think she absolutely deserves to be on the top
amazing
10
cans. Terrific, absolutely amazing. Absolutely spectacular cans.
Scarlett Johansson, fantastic.
No problem with Scarlett.
Excellent, brilliant cans.
As much as y'all hate her, I don't see how Tyra Banks doesn't make this list in terms of just having
perfect
boobs.
I'm going to tell you.
Her boobs are tainted.
What she says in this is her breasts stay up when she wears a push-up bra, but if people could see her when she went home and took off her bra, how could they think they were fake? Which means they go down like an elevator.
Let me be the judge of that.
And that's not spectacular.
Dude, I got to tell you, it's possible to ruin your own boobs with your hate and your ugliness. And she is no way be on a top 10 list of anything but annoying.
Just because you hate her so much.
Yes.
So even her boobs are tainted?
Yes.
Tainted
but
boobs?
I feel like you're giving Megan Fox credit for things that but don't have to do with her boobs to put her on the list.
Well,
yet.
We talked
right.
him out of there.
No. I think that your personality can add to or take away from. And Megan Fox's?
But I think from a breast standpoint, I think Tyra's double Ds are spectacular.
Are they connected to Tyra Banks?
Yes.
I'm out.
That's not what this is about.
I'm out. I'm saying no. Tyra Banks, no.
Look, hate Jessica Simpson too, though, Kevin.
Yeah, but she's not. All right. I could be outvoted on that one. Tyra Banks, fine.
She's got amazing cans.
Mm.
She does. Carmen
Electra.
You got to put her on the standby list at least. I mean, if we can find, you know, 7 or 8 other girls that deserve to be there more than Tyra Banks, then we can bump her. But you got to put her in consideration, I think.
And the only other one we haven't mentioned is Carmen Electra.
Yes.
So she stays.
Absolutely. Right. Yes.
Lindsay Lohan, we have noticed, we mentioned this list, but she's got great cans.
Great cans.
And there's a girl with a slender build, a little slight. They're maybe a little large, actually, for her frame, but they're just attention-getting, just magnificent scoops of flesh.
There are some women that ought to be on this list that aren't, and we want you to help us fill in the list of the top 10 best breasts in Hollywood. In Touch Weekly, you're dead to us. We're coming up with our new list, 1-800-520-1067. By the way, we have a little special prize for you. If you come up with one of the names of a woman that will make our top 10 that is not on the list, we're going to give you a brand new copy of Midnight Club Los Angeles, which doesn't come out until tomorrow. This is the game that is made by the same people that brought you Grand Theft Auto, and it is, well, you guys played it on Friday. You know how
cool.
Unbelievable it is. I mean, it's the most realistic depiction of the streets of Los Angeles in any video game, and it is racing at breakneck speed, and there's a little K-Rock for you as you drive through the course, too, which is kind of cool.
You can tell where you are. You can tell where you are in Los Angeles by watching this, you know, the stuff fly by. You go, oh, yeah, that's that. Oh, yeah, he's on Sunset. Oh, he's in Santa Monica. It's really cool.
And Rodney's one of the drivers, right? You can be Rodney in the game.
I'm not sure about that.
In your GTO, you can just go cruising by Cantors. And
I'm not sure about that.
Pull up and get a pickle.
you get a copy of Midnight Club Los Angeles before it goes on sale tomorrow. If you fill in the top 10 list for us on the best press
Breakneck
in Hollywood.
Breakneck speed.
1-800-520-1067. Your call's coming up next on K-Rock. See, now the names are coming out of the woodwork, Ralph, of people that aren't on the In Touch list that we haven't even talked about. People like Jennifer Tilly, for instance, is a name you don't automatically spring to mind. But when you do, you think total boobs, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, how far back are we going to reach? You know, I mean, are we going to keep sort of a current list of current Hollywood starlets, stars? Or
how about
your
hot little redhead over there on Mad Men? Getting a lot of votes for her
Trust
as the best
me,
breast
Christina
in Hollywood,
Hendricks, I just think she's just diabolical. But I like that. I like that. Hourglass, you know, I like sort of a girl who's real curvy. It's not exactly a popular look in modern day.
She's the redhead from Mad Men. She is the Marilyn Monroe-esque sort of redhead.
Good
over
boobs?
There. Great boobs.
Top 10? See, here's the problem. Is good boobs might not be top 10. How do
she's
we
a stunningly beautiful girl, too, but she is she's a bigger girl. She you wouldn't like her because she's probably a little too big for you, but she's got a big, beefy butt and giant cans and real small waist. She's got that hourglass thing
that
going on. I love that.
And she's
that
over 19, so I think she doesn't make Kevin's cutoff.
Is she Bar Raffaelli? Then no. That's usually Kevin's argument.
In Touch Weekly has their list. It's out. Jessica Simpson is at the top. We're definitely going to keep her on our list. Scarlett Johansson. Who else are we keeping on the list? Who do we know we have in our top 10 already, Ralph?
Jessica Simpson's a yes. Scarlett Johansson's a yes. Carmen Electra we're keeping. Mm-hmm. Lindsay Lohan we're keeping. And Katherine Heigl so far we're keeping. So that's
right,
five
so
out
those
of the
five
ten
are on. Okay. Yes. And then we've got some backups, some people like Tyra Banks and maybe Jennifer Love Hewitt, people like that that we haven't really talked about that
they're
are
on
the
standby
backups
list. We'll call them up to the counter if there's room in the plane.
All right. So we're going to take some calls right now, 1-800-520-1067. Each name that you suggest that makes our top 10 list, you get a copy of the brand new video game Midnight Club Los Angeles on the platform of your choice. Race at breakneck speeds through the streets of L.A. That's in stores tomorrow. And we'll start with Kenny in Costa Mesa on line one. Hey, Kenny, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Who do you have for us?
Hey, morning, guys. What about Christina Ricci from Black Snake Moms? Come on, you got to give that up.
Christina Ricci.
See, I think they're pretty amazing.
Yeah, what was that movie she made
but top 10?
Lisa Kudrow.
Yes, opposite of sex.
It's opposite of sex, when she was that little nympho slut in the bikini and whatnot. She
phenomenal.
Definitely
phenomenal.
Hot, top 10? That's a tough.
I'm torn.
I'm torn, too, because she's so unbelievably short. It's almost like they're novelty midget boobs.
Yeah.
And barrel-chested.
She is sort
and
of
barrel-chested
ill-proportioned.
So we can't go top 10.
I would hate to put her on the list and take up a slot that would be better served by putting someone else on the list.
She could be top 20, maybe.
Let's put her on the standby list.
Sorry, Kenny. Good call, though. Certainly well worth the consideration. Adam is in Huntington Beach on line two. Hi, Adam. Best breasts in Hollywood. Who do you think?
Hey, guys. Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
Take Tyra Banks off the list.
I agree with you.
She's just in the standby right now, but Salma Hayek, I think, is going to make the top 10. We're going to give you some Midnight Club, dude.
Got to.
All right.
And nicely done. Hold on.
Congratulations.
And by the way, this In Touch Weekly, in case you're in Los Angeles and you people are listening, shame on you, In Touch Weekly, for putting out this list and not having Salma Hayek already on it.
Yeah, she's got to be in the top three of the top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think
absolutely
so too.
Spectacular when she was just her, she was her, and then she got pregnant.
Yeah.
Did you see what happened to her when she got pregnant?
Good things.
Great things.
Let's go to Nietzsche and Downey.
She's calling
Nikki.
Probably Nikki is my guess.
No, I think it's Nietzsche.
Could be Nietzsche. You never know.
Calling about man and Superman.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. Good morning, Lisa.
A little philosopher reference for some of you folks.
It's Nikki.
Nikki.
Kate Beckinsale. Completely.
She.
Yes.
I like she tries to push it over the top by saying completely right away.
I didn't think about it. He said completely.
No. She's way hot.
Top to bottom, she's hot.
Yes.
She's a total package, but just from a breast standpoint, good. Are they top 10 exceptional, though?
Man,
that's the question.
I'm taking time off work right now to go through my phone and just look at her boobs. I mean, they are just amazing. When I first saw her,
we applaud you for doing that. But I think when you think of Kate Beckinsale, are her boobs the first thing to come to your mind, or is it her face?
It's her face.
So stunning.
Doesn't matter.
Hey, Nietzsche. Nietzsche.
Why don't you just take a break?
Are you a heterosexual, Nietzsche?
I am.
All right.
I am.
All right. She can't be. Is she a winner? Is that top 10?
I don't think top
10. Standby list.
Standby?
I think standby list. By the way, I'd like to go on the standby flight, too, if I can't get on the first flight. Because that standby flight is looking pretty good.
I'd like to give up my seat on the top 10 at this point.
Here's a name we haven't heard yet that we should to discuss. James in Huntington Beach on line four. Outstanding suggestion. Best breasts in Hollywood. Go ahead, James.
Good morning, guys. Hi. Yeah, I cannot believe Angelina Jolie is not on that list.
Yeah, she must be. Just from her W cover alone this last time.
I think you have to say yes there.
I think so.
Did you ever see Gia, that movie she made about that model, when she's naked like 90% of the film? Don't do that gesture, Mike.
Stop it.
Hey, guys, let me ask you an Angelina
Jolie
question.
You got the game, James. Congratulations.
Why, if she weighs 120 or if she weighs 85 like she does now, do her breasts never change in size like most women's boobs will go up and down based on the rest of their weight?
Gift from God.
Yep. I don't know.
It's genetics.
She's blessed.
She somehow can keep that size no matter what she's doing with her weight.
She's
that is
won
true.
The genetic lottery.
All right. How many do we have on our list
seven.
Now, Ralph?
Seven. The list is seven. We've got three more slots.
Melissa is in Valencia on line five. Another great suggestion. Hi, Melissa. Welcome to the show.
Oh, did I go the wrong one? Oh, I went to Krista. I'm sorry. Hang on one second. Oh, because...
I believe it's line five.
Too many lines.
Sorry.
Hello?
Melissa, hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi, guys. Hi.
Hello.
Top 10 breasts in Hollywood.
Christina Aguilera.
See, now...
They certainly have Coast size, but they also big. Are so veiny.
And, like, post baby, like, mammary swelling. Yeah. They're huge.
Yeah, they are.
But are they great?
They're so veiny, guys. I can't get past it. They are a Thomas guy. I mean, really, have you seen them lately?
They're so Thomas veiny. Guide. They probably think this song is about them.
Oh, jeez.
Following up Nietzsche.
That's all
veiny. Carly Simon references.
Come on.
Well done, Ralph.
I think
well
we're going to go with no on her. Not, we'll put her on the standby flight.
Standby.
Sure.
All right, Krista on line six. And six is the one between five and seven, Kevin, if that helps you find it. Krista, you're on the Kevin DeBean Show. Who do you have for us?
Morning, guys. Lisa May.
Good morning.
I can't believe Jessica Biel is on this list.
There we go.
Jessica Biel is pretty spectacular.
She's pretty top to bottom.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's great. If you've seen Chuck and Larry, everybody in the movie theater all went silent at the same time.
Yeah, when Adam's sort of fondling her in that bra there. Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah. I think she's top 10.
Take Tyra off this list.
No question about that.
Tyra's on standby.
But she's been pushed down to the bottom of the standby list. All right, I think top 10, you guys.
I think she certainly represents the best of the smaller breast category by far. She represents that sort of, solid C, maybe a little less, but just dynamic category. Right. So she has to
but
be in the
here,
top 10.
But here, with only three slots left on the list, is there room for Jessica Biel when nobody's even mentioned, I don't know, Pamela Anderson yet?
Wow, that's true.
Pamela, I mean, she has when you're talking about the top 10 of, in Hollywood, how is she not on the list?
She has to be.
She has to be.
Bean
right?
gets a game.
Nicely
done. All right, so Jessica Biel gets a game, though, yes? Top 10? Because we still have room for Pamela Anderson.
We got three slots left.
Pam Anderson?
Gonna have to narrow it down, gentlemen.
If we put Pam Anderson and Jessica Biel in there, it just gives us one slot left.
Okay. Keep that in mind. All right, we'll
do
it. Krista, hang on for you.
All right.
Can
I don't think we can do
email,
at least.
No, okay.
Jessica Simpson, Scarlett Johansson, Carmen Electra, Lindsay Lohan, Katherine Heigl, Angelina Jolie, Pam Anderson, Jessica Biel. I have
Pam Anderson?
Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek. Okay, good.
All right, let's try to squeeze in these last two calls because Dracula Dave is standing by to come next, whatever the hell that's about. Kate is in Arcadia on line seven. Hi, Kate. Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show. Who do you have for us?
Hi, good morning. I have Christina Applegate because the sweetest, first she was a pussycat doll, but then sweetest thing, there's a scene in the bathroom where all the girls are feeling her up.
Yeah.
But they're talking about how hot they are.
Yeah. Kate, do you read the news a lot? Do you pick up a newspaper from time to time?
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe get some cable, check out the
We really
CNN
don't have
headline.
An in-memoriam section of the top 10 list.
That's just...
Rough. Hey, look, come on!
I mean...
I'm not unsympathetic here, but we're taking a list of the top 10 breasts in Hollywood.
Yeah, we are.
She's a little late to the game.
Here's a suggestion for... Wow, we got some great ones for the final slot. Bobby and Winnetka on line 8. Yeah. Hard not to consider this one. Hey, Bobby, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Good morning. How about Rosario Dawson?
Oh,
Come on.
Holy moly.
That's pretty good.
Seriously.
I can't even remember the name of the movie where she's showing her boobs, but they're so spectacular that I remembered seeing her boobs.
Yeah. It's hard. I mean, again, this is where I go back to the Jessica Biel thing. How do you put her in that list when you got Rosario Dawson out there, you know?
But we have one left.
I think Biel beats Dawson. I think Biel trumps Dawson.
I do, too.
They're both great, but I think if you have to put one of them on the list, Biel still stays.
All right, hold on, Bobby. You're on the immediate standby boarding list. What, let me just read through these because we don't have time.
Can we go to Andy on line three just real quick?
Or we can go to Andy on line three just
because
real quick.
This one is going to elicit a gasp from the room, I think.
Andy?
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know you have to consider the classic beauty of Halle Berry.
Come on.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Remember Die Another Day, that Bond movie where she came out of the surf in that bikini?
Swordfish.
Spectacular, yeah.
Swordfish where she's topless and just says, hello, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, how do you
take
like
a look
these?
At these.
Monster's ball.
What did she say like a black man? I don't understand.
She's breaking down barriers. A vessel.
How about that? I think Halle Berry has to be on
there. Halle Berry.
They're magical.
Perfect.
They're magical.
And they've only improved with maturity and pregnancy.
They're magically delicious.
Nicely done, Andy.
Yeah. Andy, I think you're right.
Top 10.
She's on the top 10. You've won the Midnight Club Los Angeles, available in stores tomorrow. Thank you for the call.
That
All right,
fills
so is
it
that
up.
Our list, Ralph?
That fills it up.
Jessica Simpson, Scarlett Johansson, Carmen Electra, Lindsay Lohan, Katherine Heigl, Angelina Jolie, Pam Anderson.
Pam Anderson.
Jessica Biel, Halle Berry, Salma Hayek.
Yeah, that's a top 10
list. That's
right there.
A top 10 list.
So sorry, Kim Kardashian, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Shannon Elizabeth, and Miss Sarah Michelle Gellar. Oh, sorry for all of you.
Oh, what are you going to do?
There's just too many breasts.
Hey, what about Friday at the Queen Mary in Long Beach? What about K-Rock's Bleed It Out Blood Drive? What about Dracula Dave being on the line with us right now, the program coordinator of the Community Mobile Blood Drives for Cedars-Sinai Medical Center? Hey, Dracula Dave.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean, and also Lisa May. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
I hear that you love blood. That's what I hear about you.
Well, you know, I eat, sleep, and breathe blood. That is true. And we have a wonderful program here we put together. We're very excited about this. We're really excited to be working with you guys. And this is very much a community-spirited effort. We're partnering up with Providence Hospitals, and both of us were directly affected quite a bit from the recent train wreck. And both of us have trauma centers, and the amount of blood that we use is really, really tremendous. So putting on an event like this, being able to us to take care of the blood, you guys, I guess, are going to promote it.
Sure.
We're really excited. It's a great partnership, so we're really, really looking forward to this.
Your name is Dracula Dave. Now, I'm a little afraid that if I donate a couple of pints of blood, that one goes to you and one goes to Cedars-Sinai.
Well,
how does that work?
I can't comment on what I do with my part of the blood.
Okay.
But I can tell you, just kidding, I can tell you that I'm a regular blood donor myself. So if I do sneak in a pint here or there to myself,
gotcha.
I'm going to give it right back.
All right,
sure. One of the most shocking statistics that I ever hear, Dave, and maybe you can tell me what the most recent numbers are, is the percentage of people who are eligible to give blood that actually do. What is that number these days?
You know what? It's hard to pinpoint a number like that and go with a national statistic. I've heard, for a number of years, I've heard it's between 5 to 10%. And I think that's relatively accurate. I can tell you this, from a practical, hands-on perspective, I've done many, many blood drives, particularly all over L.A. I'm an L.A. native.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say I'm from Transylvania, but let's call a spade a spade. I've done a lot of blood drives, and we will, for example, a good example I always use, if we go down to a large office building on Wilshire Boulevard or something like that, and you'll have 800 to 1,000 employees in one given place, and from that, you're maybe lucky to have 40 or 50 people donate.
Really?
You know, I've seen this time and time and again, you guys. So to be able to partner up like this all together is just a tremendous effort. And,
it really is so shocking for me, Dave, because there is literally nothing that a person can do that is more likely to save someone's life than give blood. It's free, and it takes about a half an hour of your time. I mean, I can't understand why more people don't do it, and that's why I'm glad that we have this event at the Queen Mary in Long Beach on Friday.
Me too, and I just want to cite something, too. It does take about a half hour for the process, but to even simplify it, the actual donation process, and I know Bean knows this,
sure.
It only takes about 5 to 10 minutes. I think the average is about 8 minutes to fill a bag up of blood and save someone's life. Think about that. Only 8 minutes to really get in there and help someone. I had a mom one time who, God bless her, but she lost her daughter to leukemia. And she did a big blood drive and a bone marrow drive to try to help her daughter. And it was a really tough ordeal, obviously. But I got to tell you, she had an incredible thing that she came up with. She would tell people, thank you for coming to donate. We love you. She'd give them a big hug. She was so incredibly passionate. And she said, when you donate blood, it's like running into a burning car and rescuing someone and taking them out. The difference is you don't have to put your life at risk like a firefighter every day. You're going in, you're relaxing, the nurses will take good care of you. We have an incredible nursing staff. Joe and Charlene and the whole gang, they're incredible. And we take good care of donors. And
I just go for the juice and the cookies, Dave.
Yeah, a lot of people do. You're not alone.
Now, we're going to be out there at the Queen Mary. We're going to be there in Long Beach 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock during our show. Ralph's going to be out there.
Yep.
And then from 10 to 12:30, Nicole is going to be out there. And then from 12:30 to 3, Stryker is going to be out there.
Excellent.
And you can just show up without an appointment, but it'll go a little quicker for you if you make a reservation.
That is correct. And I want to really, really point the audience, the K-Rock listeners right now, all the information is on krock.com. This is so simple for them. We put together a step-by-step instruction, and it's really simple. You go to the website, you read some of the information, you make sure you're qualified, do a self-assessment,
Make sure you're 17 years old. You don't have to be 18. You can be under 18, but you need to be 17. You have to weigh 110 pounds. If you only weigh 95 pounds, you might not have a pint to spare, so that's important, right? Okay. Make sure you eat something first. You're not going in for a cholesterol test. You don't want to fast. You don't want to confuse going to a doctor's office for a little tube of blood with actually donating a pint of blood. You want to make sure you eat a good meal, drink a lot of water, be well hydrated. That will really improve the flexibility of your veins and improve the donation process. But read the information. You fill out the form, put your name and address on there, grab a time, fax that over to us, pre-sign up with us. It's really important to do that. That's going to make the whole event run a lot smoother, and then that way people won't have to be there for 5 hours.
We're also going to give away limited edition K-Rock shirts. You can get a chance to receive Queen Mary Shipwreck passes, concert tickets to the Foo Fighters, Tiger Army, Mike Ness, and movie passes to Saw 5, a whole bunch of stuff that we're going to be giving away down there.
You guys are kicking it up a notch.
Well, we're trying to encourage people to come down and give.
Because our listeners are basically slackers and stoners. So, hey, real quick, Dracula Dave, because people are already calling. What about if you smoke weed? Can you? Because that's our listeners right there. Can you donate blood if you've had marijuana within a certain period of time prior to that?
To answer it short and quickly, yes. Just real quick on substance abuse. And you have to understand when I'm saying
substance use, not abuse.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I am not advocating, nor do any of us advocate the use of any illicit substances. Of course not. But just to nip it in the bud, that's a funny thing.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
If you smoke pot or if you drink alcohol, it is safe. It's still okay. You're eligible to donate blood. It's not considered a high-risk group. However, if you use, you know, more hardcore street illicit substances with that involve a straw or a needle, that would be considered high risk. There's a potential risk for hepatitis and some other things that would be make you ineligible. So that's the criteria.
Okay.
That's
a good distinction.
I also want to make a quick thing about medications. That's kind of a big point. Most medications that people take every day are just fine. Cholesterol, blood pressure, birth control, the list goes on and on. Antidepressants, all those things are fine to donate blood. As long as you're not taking an antibiotic specifically for an infection like bronchitis or flu or pneumonia,
right,
you're good to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, we're almost out of time, Dracula Dave. I want to urge people to go to krock.com to get all the information about the event this Friday. We are bleeding out the blood drive. KROQ's Bleed It Out Blood Drive, Friday at the Queen Mary Long Beach. Ralph Garman will be down there. Nicole Alvarez, Stryker, as Kevin mentioned, lots of prizes. krock.com. And if you want more information from Dracula Dave, you can go to cedarsinai.edu for information on their program. Dave, I suspect we'll be talking to you again between now and Friday, but thanks for coming on and hooking us up with the details, dude.
We'd love to. One little thing. I don't know if you guys know this. This is actually, we're paying homage today. Let's not forget, today, you guys, is the birthday of Bela Lugosi.
Oh, that's right. How about that? But I hear Bela Lugosi's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate you both.
So, we'd love to talk to you again this week. Let me know. We're looking forward to seeing everyone on Friday.
All right, Dracula. All right, thank you.
Okay.
See you later.
How do we not put Sofia Vergara on this list, by the way?
Oh, you're so right.
We're getting all kinds of suggestions of people that should be on the list.
But it's impossible, really, to keep it
at 10 slots.
Yeah, I'm saying seriously.
Heather Graham, for God's sakes. I mean, while we're talking perfection, right?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Sophie another great
Ferrara,
one.
Though. I mean, come on.
What's going on with Amy Winehouse buying drugs from the devil? We'll talk about that coming up after the news at 8. Right now, Ralph Garman's got the showbiz beat for a Monday. What's happening, Ralph?
Top 10 movies at the box office. We take a look at them every Monday morning. Max Payne, number one at the box office this weekend. $18 million made it so. Beverly Hills Chihuahua, still hanging in there. Number two.
This isn't going to be one of those that gets into like the top 10 of all time.
It's going to beat Dark Knight. That's what I'm telling you right now.
No.
It's going to make $1 billion domestically at the box office.
No.
Yes.
Secret Life of Bees came in at number three this weekend.
Come on.
Then W came in at number four. Josh Brolin, by the way, speaking of W, was the host of Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Palin was on the show.
Anything happen on there that we want to hear?
Nope.
All right.
Eagle Eye was number five, Body of Lies was six, Quarantine was seven, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, number eight, Sex Drive in its debut weekend came in at number nine, Madness, I
said. That's really surprising.
That is Madness.
And Knights and Rodanthe, number 10 at your box office this weekend. Can you believe the Beatles are still making news?
No.
Apparently, Bloomingdale's is going to open a Beatles clothing section.
What?
So you can dress like the Beatles?
No, it's an upscale department store, of course, Bloomingdale's. It will feature a collection of 80 different Beatles-related clothing items from designers like Marc Jacobs, John Varvatos, and Hickey Freeman. These are some pretty high-end designers. They'll be designing
Beatle-related
clothing for you to buy.
Yeah, that's dumb.
That's all very expensive clothing that's Beatle-related.
Yeah, great.
How can that still be?
I don't know.
Like clothes like they would have worn back when they were together in the 60s?
You'll get a dress, but the print is all, you know, the faces of the Beatles or their song titles or whatever.
So it's current day clothing with Beatles.
Beatle related clothing, yeah, exactly. Mm. With a theme. The Beatles theme will be in all the clothing.
That's great.
I heard a little bit of Breakfast with the Beatles yesterday, which has been on Sunday mornings for, 30 years or something like that?
Chris Carter, isn't he the host of that show?
Yeah. And I'm like, how is there still a show devoted to just their songs 30 years later? How is that still on and popular every single week? I mean, it is unbelievable staying power.
And K-Earth has a competing Breakfast Beatles show on their stage.
They do?
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
Beatles are forever, man. Like cats.
Why are you bad, America?
Also offered at Bloomingdale's will be the iPod, Beatles iPod. Have you seen this?
No.
It's black. Nope. It's etched with the Beatles logo on the front. And it's got the entire Beatles CD catalog already downloaded onto the iPod for you. That'll just cost you $800.
Did you say $800?
I did indeed say $800 if you want
the Beatles
iPod. I didn't
know the Beatles were available on iTunes yet.
It is. They will be Wednesday.
Oh, is this their
big release?
This is the unveil.
The
How
limited
about
edition
that?
Beatles iPod comes in a collector's box. It's got the entire catalog, and only 2,500 have been manufactured. It is a limited edition item. $800.
$800. John Lennon come with that?
He does. Yes, right. You get a little piece. He won't miss it. Daily Variety lets us know that we can look forward to a fourth installment of the Bourne movies.
Awesome.
How about that?
That is a great series.
Those of you who loved the trilogy, looks like it's going to be a quadrilogy. Matt Damon has agreed to star in the sequel, and they have hired a writer to work on the script as of right now.
It's because he doesn't remember doing the first three.
In the storyline, though, he figures it all out at the end of three.
Now he's just going to...
What's this going to be about?
Kick some new ass for a new reason. Maybe they'll take him back under the government's wing or something. He'll go back to be an agent or
Wings
something.
Wings in the movie?
Boy, those are good movies.
They sure are. You know what are bad movies? All those High School Musical movies?
How dare you? I can't wait for Friday at 11:05 a.m. Back to you, Ralph.
Wow. That's so gay.
Come on.
Well, Disney likes their Zac Efron. He makes a lot of money for them in those movies.
Speed likes their Zac Efron, too.
Just move on, Ralph.
And apparently, the rumor has it, Disney wants Zac Efron to join the cast of the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie with Johnny Depp to try to get their tween audience to show up in hordes. As if that
not enough not people show enough up at money. Those movies.
Yeah,
really?
They believe that if Johnny Depp decides to stop doing the pirate movies, Zac Efron can take over as the lead in the franchise.
Really?
Whatever character they're going to dream up for him. Yeah,
I'm not sure he's got the acting chops. Really? He just needs to be pretty. That's his job.
Meanwhile, Zac turned 21 on Saturday, and he had a big dinner party here in Los Angeles with his girlfriend Vanessa Hudgens and his co-stars from his horrible films. And apparently it was just teen idol-licious there. A lot of teen stars showed up. Amanda Bynes was there, Brittany Snow, Michelle Trachtenberger, and Jared Murillo. Bean would have been in heaven.
Yeah.
He just would have been there in his trench coat with his bag of candy, just trying to just ask people to walk him to the restroom.
I'd love to get a copy of that. Yeah.
I would have worn my high school musical pajamas.
And if you're like me, a fan of Mad Men, you'll be happy to know that the AMC has announced they've picked up another season of Mad Men. So we're going to get another one after that. We'll get a third season. I'm very excited.
Kevin's loving that show. He can't stop talking about how great it is.
You are such a fool for not watching
Who's
that show.
Further from a pirate than Zac Efron? Really?
You're still hung up on that one, huh?
Honestly, he's going to be a pirate.
Orlando Bloom was a pirate in those movies.
He was
movies.
A little flimsy.
But
that's true.
He is. That is the lightest pirate ever.
Oh, not compared to Zac Efron.
Trust me. Yeah. Same category. No. Same wheelhouse.
But he's not really a pirate.
Same
he's the guy
wheelhouse.
That's in love with Keira Knightley.
Yeah, well,
sort
he's
of gets
still a pirate.
Into
he picks
it.
Up his sword and he goes, woo-woo, look at me, I'm fighting with my sword. Zac Efron, same dude.
Oh. Take over Zac Efron would kick Orlando Bloom's ass.
Orlando Bloom now is out because he's got to ride the Flying Dutchman for the rest of his life. You're going to let him up on the shore once every 10 years.
Right.
In the last one, he's Davy Jones now.
Zac Efron.
Not the monkeys guy. And also, Fox has announced that they've picked up another 9 episodes of Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Yes. So we'll get a full second season, at least, of that show. Ratings have been rough, but Fox is going to stick by them, and they're hoping that packing it up with American Idol, when that comes back on the air, will help the ratings of that show, and people will discover it. So let's hope that's the case, because that's a real good show.
That is good.
Ralph, that Flying Dutchman you made reference to, that's not like the Compton Car Wash, is it?
No.
Or the Creepy Pizza?
I think it's chocolate pizza.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
No, they're two different ones.
Oh, there's
a creepy pizza,
Oh, another creepy pizza.
The chocolate pizza is way worse.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. Sounds worse. Talk about that off
the
air.
Every time you involve chocolate, that's a bad sign.
It's always bad in a sex position, yeah.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Today's celebrity birthday is Tom Petty. Was 58. Yeah.
Is he dead?
Yeah, that's a shame. What happened to Tom Petty? His beard is 9. Viggo Mortensen. Lord of the Rings is 50 years old today.
That's sound. Quite
tail.
An impression.
It makes me sick.
He's got a tail. He's 50 years old. And Snoop Dogg!
Yeah!
Snoop Dogg. He is 37 years old today. I wonder how Snoop celebrates his birthday.
That's a good question.
If you smoke pot every day of your life, do you celebrate special occasions by being sober?
Oh, God, no.
Nah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Amy Winehouse is in a lot of trouble, people.
She's a delicate little flower. What are you talking about?
She's in a lot of trouble. Apparently, she blamed her drug habit and the fact that her life has spiraled out of control on the devil. She was in the recording studio. She was playing her guitar. She only could do, like, the same two chords. Then she got frustrated and threw her guitar.
Oh, boy.
And smashed it and started yelling about how Satan was giving her drugs and ruining her life.
Okay.
He comes to her personally?
Yes.
Wow.
Apparently he, well, I don't know if he has a messenger or he shows up, but apparently he's the source of her drug use.
Imagine what high quality stuff the devil can get. I mean, right. If Satan is your source, that's sweet.
Sure.
Not for her though, Bean.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
for him.
Maybe not. We have the beautiful Miss Winehouse, who again, I remind you, as I do each time we speak with her, is only 25 years old. We do have her on the phone with us right now. Hey, Amy, how are you?
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
We're looking for Amy, please.
I am Amy.
Oh.
So Kevin has the facts right from this article. You're in the recording studio. You became frustrated, smashing your guitar like you could afford to do that at this point, and started screaming that Satan himself was giving you drugs. Is that right, Amy?
Yeah. So what's the problem there? Because that's what happened. Is I had a very frustrating time in the studio, and then I just told everyone that Satan is my drug dealer.
Right.
Right. So, most of us don't have a personal relationship with Satan. He's not somebody that we deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Well, I find that hard to believe, given how your career has lasted so long.
That's a good point.
I have to believe there was some sort of pact made with the devil with you.
Now, you're not talking about in physical form Satan is providing you drugs.
Of course that is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he could... Hold it. All right. Hold on a second. Will you, please?
All right.
What's going on here? Amy, how are you, baby? Great to see you again. Got some great stuff for you today.
I'm on the phone right now. Can you hold on a second, Satan?
Sure, no problem. I don't mean to intrude. I'll just have a seat. You just take care of business. No worries.
Wait a minute.
Thank you. I'll be with you in just a second. So anyway, I was having a horrible time in the studio.
Satan is very understanding and patient.
He's a great guy. A lot of people have bad things to think about Satan, but he's really, really a great guy. He's got great drugs.
Oh, yeah, you have no idea. I've got some great stuff today. You won't believe it. Just got some E from Omar. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Satan.
I'll be with you a second. I'm on doing a radio interview, Satan. Hold on a second.
Satan gets his drugs from Omar?
So, so anyway, he comes by, and he's really nice, and he takes good care of me. He hasn't charged me a bit.
He hasn't charged you?
No, none of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works, I think, with the devil. But I thought you were making that reference as a metaphor, meaning you were fighting with evil spirits or the dark side, but you actually believe you have Satan there at your house.
I do have Satan here at my house. He's sitting on my couch. Oh, the couch is in flames now. I'm sitting on it. Satan, put out the couch.
I'm sorry. I know it. Sometimes I can't control myself. I just burst into flames. I apologize.
All right. That's better then.
Wow.
So, it's him, and he does, and he didn't know what I said he did.
He sounds pretty cool.
Satan, hold on. Satan, they want to come up and say hello to them. Talk to them on the telephone. Who is it?
It's Kevin and Bean. Yes, so it is.
Oh, Kevin and Bean. Oh, hi, how you doing, guys?
We're good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
You know who Kevin and Bean are?
No. How do you think they had a radio show for so long? Remember a while ago you guys said you'd give your souls if you could be on radio?
I don't remember that.
I said, you have no talent. And you said, we know. That's why we need your help. So,
yeah, I don't remember that.
Look at you now. Congratulations.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah, this turned against us. We really just wanted to talk Amy.
What's that?
I said, Satan, I can't believe that we actually have you on the phone. I mean, you know, it seems like you're like the devil.
Yeah,
it does seem like that. Yeah. I'd like to suggest that perhaps you're overdoing it with the drugs at Amy Winehouse. Just, it seems like you're about to push her pretty much over the edge.
You're going to lose a customer.
Maybe you should.
You think I should be nicer to her?
Well, back off a bit.
I should have some sympathy.
Well, cut
sympathy
the
sympathy for the devil. is that what you're saying?
No.
Yeah.
You know,
I would
never
really
come
work
up
that way.
I know, but what
I'm not big on. Oh, let's get into rehab. Let's get clean. Hey, maybe she can find God while she's in rehab.
Well, maybe just cut it with something. I mean, maybe not so strong.
But if I cut it with something, she doesn't even feel it. Oh, I got to give her double doses. Yeah. Or else she doesn't
well,
even
I mean,
sense.
She said last week, this isn't a life, it's a mess. Life can't go on. I can't do this anymore. It sounds like she's very close to joining you in hell.
Well, that's what Hasselhoff said, too, man.
He did.
He's still on board.
Good point.
Trust me, I'll keep her around for a while, just for entertainment purposes.
All right.
Yeah, she's so funny to watch when she gets high. Watch her smash guitars and stuff. It's really fun.
Punch fans in the face.
Oh, it's the best. She is entertainment plus.
What's she doing right now, Satan?
She's unconscious right now.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, hold on. Give a little mouth-to-mouth. I'll be right back.
Oh.
Hold on a second.
Oh.
Careful with the flames and stuff.
Oh, that was a good one. That was
time now for the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Big and rich there. Thank you for that.
A little bit. What's on the roundup today, Kevin?
Well, you go to KROQ.com, Kevin and Bean page, then you go to Internet Roundup, and there are a bunch of links. The first one is the one that Kat Von D showed us. She was in last week, I think, and she reminded us of a video that we'd seen before that we'd forgotten. It was a news anchor that was talking about a mountain climber, and this mountain climber climbed Everest, and he was blind. But that's not exactly how she sold it.
Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind. So we'll hear about that coming
up. Okay.
Oh, my God.
But he's gay. And then she caught herself because she realized she didn't say blind, but she said it again. I mean, he's gay. I mean, he's blind.
Where do you think that came from? I mean, obviously, it's a slip of the tongue. She didn't mean it. But subconsciously, why was she thinking gay?
I can't imagine.
That's hilarious.
I really can't. There's a country music video link on here. And we pretty much hate the country music. Bean's the only one that kind of likes country music.
Yeah.
But this particular song is a good topic, and the video is also a good video.
No one thinks of fighting when they see a topless girl. Maybe if you would show yours too, we could save the world. The
song is called Show Them to Me.
Good point.
Show them to me. Show them to me.
Come on. And then
and
basically, in the video, there's girls doing it.
Yep.
See, that's country singer Rodney Carrington's video, by the way. This is where some of the extreme Muslims have it wrong, is the world doesn't get safer by covering your woman up from head to toe.
That's true. The world gets
safer by stripping them down a little bit.
More peace. More boobs,
absolutely.
More peace.
That's why we're number one. We're number one. USA, USA.
I'm not sure where they found this next group of people. Bean, was it Ohio?
Yes.
Some backwoods. I think they went back 40 years. I'm not sure. But these are voters who are talking about Barack Obama and how scared they are of him.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of the reasons that you're going to feel super uncomfortable about, because they are a-holes.
Here's what some have to say about presidential candidate Barack Obama.
I'm afraid if he wins, the black will take over. It's not a question.
When you've got a Negro running for high president, you need a first stringer. He's definitely a second stringer.
He seems like a sheep or a wolf in sheep's clothing, to be honest with you. And I believe Palin
She's filled with the Holy Spirit.
He's related to a known terrorist.
He must support terrorists.
Just the whole Muslim thing and everything.
Obama and his wife, I'm concerned that they could be anti-white.
I don't like the fact that he thinks us white people are trash.
I think those white people are trash.
He would be right.
He has famously come out and said that not only are white people trash, but when he gets in, the blacks are taking over. I mean, he's as much as said that.
By the way, that person didn't say blacks. She said black. Black is taking over.
The black is taking over.
Yeah.
It is funny. You said, did they go back a time machine to find these people? Those people were taped at a Sarah Palin rally about 2 weeks ago in Ohio. Yeah. Those are people who are going to be voting 2 weeks from tomorrow, whose vote counts as much as ours.
I understand that in principle. I understand that maybe you've got to get some negative to get the positive, but wow, those people right there should be kicked out. And the economy bailout was a huge story, that $700 billion bailout package. And I guess Bill O'Reilly had Barney Frank on. Bean saw the... Who's Barney Frank? I didn't even see the interview.
He's a congressman from Massachusetts, and very, very liberal, very outspoken, very gay. And he was on and got into a shouting match with Bill O'Reilly on the Fox show that was very entertaining. It was one of those where especially Bill, totally lost control. All he wanted to do is scream over whatever Barney Frank was trying to say. And the point of the interview was Bill O'Reilly wanted to say, Barney Frank, you're in part responsible for where the country is financially because of the bad policies that you voted for in your years in the Senate.
So somebody took this particular interview, cut out Bill O'Reilly, and put in little Bill O'Reilly.
No, little Bill.
This is the tiny, I don't know, he's 8, 9 years old, maybe 10, I don't know. He's got a suit that looks like it's Bill's.
Mm-hmm.
Way too big for him, and he's shouting down Barney Frank.
It's a fact. I specifically said in the quote you just played that I didn't think it was a good investment. I wasn't telling you about buy stock. I said it wasn't a good investment.
You look like a Muppet, and you sound like Barney Rubble.
You think toughness is yelling and ranting and trying to bully you? It's not going to work with me.
Stop being a coward, you coward. Admit it. Freddie and Fanny tanked because you were too busy hanging Tom Brady posters above your bed.
You can rant all you want. You're not going to shut me up.
Shut up. You're a Democrat. You're gay. You're Jewish. I got so many things to yell, my head's about to explode.
This manliness stuff is very unbecoming from you.
I didn't say something. Gay.
And you think about 1994.
Hold on.
No.
That, by the way, is the best impression of Bill O'Reilly I've ever heard. It's pretty right on.
That's all for the factor. Good night.
How about Harvey Levin, TMZ.com, the entertainment news website of record, and, of course, the TV show weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. Harvey, welcome back. How was your weekend, my friend?
My weekend was good. Thanks a lot for shutting down TMZ single-handedly, guys.
What are you talking about?
What did we do?
I heard you this morning.
What?
Okay, so my headlines are not always great.
Yeah. Oh, Richie.
About guy getting Richie. Okay, here's...
I'm sorry. Okay, you know what? It was Saturday.
Yeah.
I didn't want to work, and it was the easiest one I could think of.
It was pretty cheesy.
It's just that Bean beat you to it.
Bean loves cheese, though.
I heard you, and you said, oh, that's it for that website.
Because you've never heard Bean say that.
Here's what happened, Harvey. And the only reason I brought up the headline, and again, Harvey was talking about Guy Ritchie getting richier as a result of this divorce settlement. The reason I brought it up is because the guys have made fun of me for a long time because many, many years ago, I was on the air at another radio station. I think Kevin's got the clip. But you'll hear what I said that's very, very similar.
95 PGC at 432-9595. All conversations on the air, of course, are strictly confidential. That's one for Burtonsville from Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his.
Yes.
Nope.
So that's why, Harvey.
Joke.
Now that I hear it from somebody else, I would never listen to you again.
All right, good. That's the right choice. Hey, why don't we start with that? Because obviously rumors are flying fast and furious about who said what about whom with this Madonna and Guy Ritchie. Is this going to be a contentious, ugly, nasty divorce? Because it's starting to shape up like that, Harvey.
Well, I got to tell you. I mean, my gut is, and I can't tell you this firsthand, but my gut is, based on what we do know, no. And my sense is, and look, we did a story in July, and we actually pulled this story up, that they had already pretty much split in July. Mm. And that what they wanted to do, and I know this sounds really Machiavellian, but that the idea was, let it all come out in dribs and drabs and put it into the headlines because it's going to coincide with Madonna's concert and Madonna's movie.
Really?
And I know that sounds terrible, but we were hearing this from people all around them, and we actually did this story in July, and they said that it was going to all come to a crescendo in early November. Well, it wasn't that far off.
Mm.
And you know, and I talked to people in London who said, you know, Guy was like a non-presence in her life in London, and that, you know, it all kind of made sense to me, especially the way we watched this thing play out, that this thing has been a done deal for a while. And look, you know, Madonna's not an idiot. She's a really good business person.
Right.
I'm sure there were deals, there were prenups, there were all sorts of things. So it wouldn't surprise me at all that this thing has kind of been, you know, signed, sealed, and pretty much delivered.
But what about when you hear reports of, you know, Guy calling her a granny and stuff like that? That can't be part of what they want to get out.
Well, I mean, I've heard that, but it seemed a lot deeper than that. It seemed deeper, and it just seemed like it had been going on for a while. And I can't believe they have kids together, and he calls her a granny, so she wants a divorce. It's just not that simple.
Yeah.
We had heard a long time ago that they had just grown apart, and that they and weren't particularly getting along, and that this was kind of a done deal. Now, whether it's as Machiavellian as we were hearing, I just think that's interesting.
I was just surprised that one of the fallouts of this story that really shocked me was how much money Guy Ritchie has, how much he's worth, and how much he makes. I never thought of him as being that successful.
No, he's a successful guy. No, he is. I mean, she didn't marry a slouch. I mean, compared to her, I mean, she's loaded. But, you know, let's hear it for the guys. He's going to get some money out of it.
Remember when she used to be...
Let's hear it for the Ritchies.
Remember when... Oh, dear God. Remember when she used to be hot?
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? She's
a long
50
time
years
ago.
Old. She's working on it. You know,
she's beef jerky, my friend. That's what she is. All right. Let's talk about someone who may be about her age but is way hotter, and that's the governor of the great state of Alaska, Sarah Palin, who I thought looked fantastic on Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Now, we are literally... Are you hitting the publish button, Evan? Are you hitting the publish button?
Hit the publish button.
I'm going to tell you something just as we publish it. Right. This is a great story.
She's hot?
Well, she was hot on the show, but listen to this. So we actually got her on Saturday, like hours before the show, and we screamed out to her, so what do you think of the fact that people on TMZ think you're really hot? And she loved it.
I mean,
she actually turned and responded to it. But here's the deal, and this is what we literally, like 10 seconds ago, put up on the site.
I'm looking at it.
Okay, so she stayed at the Omni Berkshire Hotel in New York City when she was going to be on Saturday Night Live. And now you're looking at it, so it's kind of unfair. Lisa May, have you looked?
No.
Okay, good. So if you were Sarah Palin and you had to go in under an alias at the hotel, what name would you pick?
Michelle Obama.
Nope.
What did she pick?
The best ever.
Tina Fey.
Yes, she picked Tina. We won't tell you the last name, but the first name she picked is, for national security, but the first name she picked is Tina. And then she made, she wanted certain things in the hotel, because when you're running for VP, you have it just so.
Sure.
And so she asked for copies of, this is obviously in honor of Katie Couric, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, New York Post, Daily News,
sure.
And USA Today.
Sure.
No Washington Post, because they endorsed Obama. And and because you say she's so hot, the only thing she wanted in her room was diet soda, Atkins bars, and skinny white chocolate mochas. No whip.
No kidding.
How about that? Do you think, just an opinion I'm asking for here, Harvey, do you think that she did the right thing, I think, by going on SNL and kind of confronting the people who have been poking fun at her for the last month, right? I mean, she comes off looking like somebody who's got a sense of humor and can laugh about herself.
Yeah, I mean, I get why they did it. Did you see the whole show?
I did.
You know, I mean, I thought the first thing that she did kind of accomplished that, but then when she was sitting at the Weekend Update desk, and she's just kind of like dancing a little bit, just seemed a little weird to me.
I'm sorry, did you say dancing?
Well, Alaskan dancing.
I didn't see that. That sounds interesting now.
It wasn't really dancing. Amy Poehler was doing the rap song, she was just kind of like, moving a little bit when she was sitting at the desk. That was kind of weird. But what did she have to lose at this point?
Yeah. I wonder how awkward it was in the Showbiz Beat coming up. I think Ralph's going to have some of the audio from the sketch on SNL. I wonder how awkward it was for somebody like Alec Baldwin, who couldn't hate Sarah Palin any more than he does, to actually be in a sketch with her.
But I thought that was brilliant. I mean, when you think about it, on so many levels, you know, 30 Rock has gotten so much heat. I mean, it's a good show anyway, but it got so much heat with Tina Fey.
Yeah.
And it just makes sense that Alec Baldwin, who was on Saturday Night Live so much, would just kind of get in there now, too. And so everybody's talking about the two of them, and they're on 30 Rock, and the show's, you know, just firing up for this season. It's a really smart move.
Well, we got to watch TMZ tomorrow night. I bet it might be on.
No, Rodney, it was on Saturday night. All right. Thank you, though.
Last question, Harvey, as I'm scanning the front page of TMZ.com right now. Is this a new picture of Travis Barker? Did you get him out already?
Yeah,
or is this an older photo?
No, this is a good story. One of our guys, one of our PAs, was at Maggiano's in Woodland Hills, I think it was last night, and he saw Travis Barker and Shanna Mokler eating dinner together. And what's
how about that?
I know, and what's interesting about that is that last week, Travis Barker was basically saying, I mean, essentially, that she abandoned him, that she was only there, he hadn't seen her since the first week he was in the hospital.
Yeah, it seemed way ugly.
And then she was saying on her blog, I mean, this weird kind of cryptic stuff, with great tragedy comes great truths. These truths either bring people together or tear them apart. Well, it sounded like they were at war again, and then they end up at dinner, and then she's telling our guy that she's been crying a lot. She's really emotional. He was limping really badly, but he was really cool. He was really cool. And
Tim, I wonder if TMZ got on that one yet.
Yes, we're talking to Harvey right now, Rodney.
Would you get him off this?
Tim Z got on that one yet.
All right, Rodney, thank you. Travis is always really...
been Richie.
It is.
I'm just so glad to see him up and around and be, you know, able to go out and stuff like that. I mean, that's an amazing comeback from where he was a month ago.
Amazing. Both of them, both DJM and Travis Barker. Yeah. I mean, it really is amazing. But no, I mean, they were sitting there. They seemed to be getting along. I'm just really stunned that the two of them were having dinner again. It just was weird to me.
Well, we got to watch TMZ tomorrow night, but it might be on.
All right, Rodney. It's already on.
TMZ.com is the site. TMZ Television airs weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. Harvey, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you again soon.
TMZ tomorrow night. I bet it might be on.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Come celebrate Halloween early at IHOP. For a limited time, get all-you-can-eat buttermilk pancakes served with all of your favorites. But hurry before they disappear at participating locations. IHOP, come hungry, leave happy. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
When I think about Halloween, I think all those years of celebrating at IHOP.
Buttermilk pancakes.
Let me get this straight.
Woo!
The International House of Pancakes is threatening me that if I don't get down to their restaurant soon, they may run out of buttermilk pancakes.
That's correct.
They're the International House of Pancakes.
So you wouldn't want them to run out, Ralph?
If there's a danger of them running out of pancakes, they need to reconsider their line of business.
That's a good point.
If I don't get down there within a week, 10 days from now, I'm going to go there and say, nope, you missed it.
Too late.
We're out of pancakes. The International House of Pancakes no longer has any pancakes to serve you, sir.
You think there's an endless supply?
Yes.
Oh.
Frankly,
They can't just make more, Ralph.
I think they can. I think they're bluffing. I'm calling their bluff.
They're going to try to sell some cakes, huh?
That's what I'm guessing.
I had the pumpkin spice pancakes at IHOP the other day. And let me tell you, those are the deal this time of year. I love the pumpkin flavored stuff that's available in stores everywhere around Halloween. Pumpkin spice lattes at 7-Eleven.
I don't get any special pumpkin stuff around Halloween.
Tell us more, Bean. That's a great story.
What other pumpkin-flavored foods are there for our consumption, Bean?
Well, don't get me started on the pumpkin ice cream from Dreyer's. Don't get me started on that. That's the best thing in the whole wide world ever.
Exciting story.
Yeah.
Time for the Showbiz Beat. KRQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Ralph, what you got?
Still doing that there blog, Bean? Still doing your blog?
Stronglywordedletter.com is on hiatus right now. I am contributing a little bit over at krock.com. We do have individual DJ blogs, and I've got some stuff up over there.
How frustrating it may be for you not to put your list of favorite pumpkin-flavored foods available at the holidays.
Oh, I'm sure it's already up.
He says it's on hiatus. There's no
blog. I know, but he's writing at krock.com their blogs, and he's moved his pictures of his dogs over there.
Celebrity birthdays. Can we just be done? Today's top 10 movies at the box office. We do it every Monday morning. Here's your list. Max Payne, number one at the box office this weekend. $18 million. People wanted to see Max Payne deal with flying demons and shoot stuff and just cause Max Payne. That's what he does. Beverly Hills Chihuahua was number two at the box office. Then The Secret Life of Bees. $11 million made it number three. W came in at number two. Eagle Eye, Body of Lies.
Three to two.
What? Did I?
Yeah.
I came in at number four then, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eagle Eye was 5, Body of Lies 6, Quarantine, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, Sex Drive came in at number 9, and then Knights and Rodanthe came in at number 10 at your box office. Casting news, Kim Cattrall's going to star in a new film.
God damn it.
What?
Why?
Because I guess...
Women?
Sex in the City, people will go see her in a movie.
Well, she was in a very successful movie.
Exciting story.
It's, what is it? It's a new film called Miss January, where she will play a 1980s cinema sex star who is now a 50-year-old single mother in the middle of a child custody battle.
Well, I can see her playing washed up pretty effectively.
Yeah. Remember her in, like, Porky's and Mannequin and stuff like that?
Oh,
she was way hot.
Yeah.
Sort of. Dude, you gotta rent Mannequin. Does not hold up as a film, but she's really hot in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Good times.
Yeah.
More casting news. Apparently, other people will be in films.
Wow.
That's some good casting news.
Find the story.
I wasn't aware of that. Exciting story.
Matt Damon has agreed to star in another Bourne Identity sequel. We're going to get a fourth Bourne movie. Universal Pictures has hired a writer to do the script. And apparently, Matt Damon is on board.
Cool. It's all good. It's all good.
That sounds unnecessary.
Why? That sounds good.
No, the third film made almost $500 million domestically and internationally.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
So, you can see why they're doing another one. Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page, has told the Hollywood Walk of Fame he's not interested in a star on the Walk of Fame.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently.
Not interested.
A fan contacted Jimmy and said he'd like to put his name into the running for the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and Jimmy wrote back and said, "Don't bother. It's not something I endorse."
Endorse?
How about then, Lennon, your star to Adam West, mother effer?
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't think he cares about that.
I don't think he does either. It's sad news. Sarah Palin was on Saturday Night Live this weekend. Heard you guys talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, which clip do we have? Do we have the weekend update clip, or do we have the intro
The governor with Lorne Michaels, creator and producer of Saturday Night Live, and Alec Baldwin from 30 Rock comes up and believes that Governor Palin is actually Tina Fey. He's a little confused.
Hey, Lorne. Hey, Tina. Lorne, I need to talk to you. You can't let Tina go out there with that woman. She goes against everything we stand for. I mean, good Lord, Lorne. They call her, what's that name they call her? Kara, what do they call her again, Tina?
That'd be Caribou Barbie.
Caribou Barbie. Thank you, Tina. I mean, this is the most important election in our nation's history, and you want her, our Tina, to go out there and stand there with that horrible woman? What do you have to say for yourself?
Alec, this is Governor Palin.
Hi, Darren.
I see. Forgive me, but I feel I must say this. You are way hotter in person.
How good's Alec Baldwin?
He's great.
He's great.
He's funny. Diana Bianchi. You know that name?
Do now.
No.
She's the teenage mistress of Christy Brinkley's ex-husband, Peter Cook. This was the 18-year-old that he hired to work at his architectural firm so that he could bang her, basically. Anyway, she was the centerpiece of the divorce between Christy Brinkley and Peter Cook. Also, there have been stills of a secret sex video that apparently Peter Cook recorded while he was having sex with this 18-year-old. She is cashing in on her newfound fame. Apparently, she is in talks with Playboy magazine to bear it all and show us what Peter Cook lost everything in a divorce for. See if it was worth it or not. You can be the judge when she appears in the pages.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Yeah, well, you have to wait, because I'm sure it'll be on stands, but not for a little while.
Do you like teenage girls?
Stop it.
18-year-old girls, I do. Today's
How about some teenagers?
All right. Today's celebrity birthday, Snoop Dogg's 37 years old today. Viggo Mortensen and his tail are 50. And Tom Petty turns 58 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Telephone number is 323-520-AFRO. It's the Kevin and Bean Afroline, our answering machine set up to accept your incoming calls on any topic.
People seem to call us in a variety of different situations.
Kevin and Bean sitting on the couch with no pants. Should have finished high school.
Well, you certainly shouldn't be thinking of us if you're on the couch with no pants either, by the way. That's what concerns me.
Another good point.
Obama! Obama! Obama!
Thank you. This chick is apparently super turned on by us.
Kevin and Bean. Kevin and Bean are gay.
Or not.
Oh. Oops.
Or not. You know how every once in a while we have an idea to bring back a phrase or a word?
Mm-hmm.
It seems
mm-hmm.
to have gone out of focus.
Here. Yo, Kevin and Bean, Kevin and Bean, Kevin and Bean. I want to bring back the word pilgrim. Please, man, let's do this. What's up, pilgrim? Hey, what's up, party pilgrims? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Let's do it. Come on. Pilgrim!
He's a John Wayne fan, I guess.
Must be. Yeah, that's definitely a term that's gone out of focus. You're right about that, Kevin.
Did I not say that correctly?
Out of
no,
style.
It's perfect. Mm-hmm.
Make love to my backpacks, Manny.
Come on. There's another one.
Mm. Should bring that one back as well.
Absolutely.
Saw 5 is just around the corner.
Hello, yep. Kevin and Bean. It's your good friend, Jigsaw. I'm calling because I haven't seen you in a while. And I was wondering if you'd like to play a game with me. I hope Lisa May wants to play a game with me. She looks so fun to play with. Oh, yeah.
All right.
All
right. All right.
Wait a minute.
That may not be the voice to try to turn the sexy on.
How did the Cowboys do this weekend, Mike? I didn't see.
I didn't either.
How about that?
I'm sure they won.
I like them Cowboys now, bitch. I was getting beat by the Rams. The Rams. I like that psycho, Mike. Your team's getting dominated. Domination.
This Jessica Simpson, I know Tony Romo didn't play at all, but it just seems like since Jessica Simpson came into the picture, it's been nothing but bad news for the Cowboys.
I think the Cowboys are screwing it up on their own, but I'm happy to see Jessica add to that.
Absolutely.
Very happy yeah. about that.
Hey, I've been looking forward to going to Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Haunt, but after hearing Psycho Mike's story about how he got the crap scared out of him, I'm not looking forward to it anymore.
Yeah, that was actually two different stories, I think, put together. I don't think he got the crap scared out of him there as much as at home.
I just passed a sign on the 605 for the Norwalk Auto Square. It says, Think Pink in October. Well, okay. Oh, that reminds me. How you doing, Lisa May?
Nicely done.
I love Megan Fox, but she's got a club thumb. It's just enough. Megan Fox. Thumb me, baby.
It's a rough room.
You people that are endlessly focused on her thumb.
I know, come on.
Might be missing a bigger picture, perhaps.
All right, that was another great track from Godhead. What? You want me to fight the big fight? I'll fight the big fight. Legs going, knees going, nothing's working. They drew first blood, not me, all right. You know, Burma's a war zone.
I would love to see Rodney in the role of Rambo. That'd be awesome.
Listen, douchebags, I have said I called a 911 operator. Doesn't that remind you of something? 911 operator. 911 operator. Now play it, assholes.
Wow. That guy called last week and we played it and we didn't get the tie-in that he wanted us to play the theme to that.
Yeah.
So, thanks for calling.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1. What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
Well, it's that time of year, guys. It's time for Six Flags Fright Fest. You'll win a pair of tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain Fright Fest, taking place Fridays through Sundays through Halloween night. It says here with a bonus night on Thursday, October 30th. What the hell does that mean?
You get a bonus night on October 30th?
Yeah. But isn't there always an October 30th? That's not new this year. We didn't used to go 29-31. There's always,
what, it's a bonus night.
You get a bonus. I don't know. I don't know.
You have to ask. You don't know.
I guess I'm not in the know then. Anyway, Six Flags Magic Mountain. That's what you get. Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Richard in Montebello. He's got some big news from the sporting world to share with us over the weekend.
Hey, Richard.
How you doing, Bean? Remember me from the Foo Fighters concert? The Raiders finally got another win.
Raiders fan number one.
Don't remember you, but congratulations. It was a very, very exciting 57-yard field goal in overtime for the Raiders last night.
Longest in history.
Dude, I got to tell you, though, watching that game, the announcers throughout the entire game were saying, oh, the Raiders are just killing themselves. Oh, they're just good. If they just don't give it away, they can do fine. Yeah. Oh, penalty after penalty. I mean, the Raiders tried desperately to lose.
Dude, the coach tried to give it away at the end there when he called timeout after he missed the field goal.
Another coach called a timeout.
2 weeks in a row, they did that bogus move of calling a timeout right before the kicker kicks it, and they didn't get it called in time. Or they did get it called in time,
yeah,
and it worked out against them.
The guy missed the field goal, then it gave him another shot, and he nailed it the second time.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. That's been our luck all year, and they like to just play three quarters of football and forget about the fourth altogether.
Well, I congratulate you on getting a win, but you know they're still not even going to make the playoffs, right? I mean, the season still ends after 16, right?
You know the way this NFL season's been going, who knows? Anything's possible. Look at the Rams got a win again yesterday.
Yeah, well,
it's true. And Indy got beat up.
They did, I know. Yeah. Indy's having a rough season.
Yeah, 3-3, the Colts this year. who saw that coming?
All right, let's go to Bobby in Brea. Good morning, Bobby. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What up?
What up?
I was just telling, how does Ralph keep Catherine McPhee off his top 10 best foods list?
Trust me, I thought about it, Bobby. You know, I got the McPhee-ver, but
the McPhee-ver.
She's hot.
She's got great cans.
And she's got great cans.
She does.
But
great cans.
Are they top 10? I mean, that's the question.
That's the problem. It's only 10 slots. That is the problem.
That's what she said.
All right. What about Bellucci?
Monica Bellucci.
We thought about her, too. Yeah, but again, we only have 10 spaces.
Okay.
I put Monica Bellucci at a good, solid 11.
Okay.
You know? I mean, she's got to go
in. I don't know. Thank you for the call. I don't know what's going on with Kevin and Dave, but they're both trying to bump Pam Anderson from the top 10 list, Ralph. Both of them are very strongly standing at the protest.
Step, yes. The Pam Anderson? I think she still looks great.
I'm saying Lifetime Achievement Award as a separate thing.
I like that.
And then move somebody in.
I saw an interview the other day with Holly from The Girls Next Door, mm-hmm. Hefner's one of the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they were talking about Hefner's birthday party in Vegas where Pam Anderson came out with the cake naked.
Pam Anderson?
All the girls in that room called her the alien after that because it was inexplicable how good she looked naked still to this day after having two kids and being 40 or whatever she is, that she's just remarkable.
Yeah. And having the hep C, too. I mean, I don't know what the symptoms are of that, but I mean, she has had some health problems as well as the age and the
kids. Her liver
is
ugly. That's the only drawback.
Hey, let's talk to Matt in Diamond Bar. He's on line one. This looks like it might be an unusual complaint. Hey, Matt, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephews and baby boo?
What'd it do, Matt?
What's going on?
First off, paper stains forever.
Right.
Yeah.
We're with you.
But if you guys have watched TV lately, have you seen the new DirecTV commercial where they recreate a Ralph has to have seen this, where they recreate a scene from Poltergeist?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I've seen that, yeah.
Heather Rourke in front of the TV.
Yeah.
They're not here. I just forgot to get DirecTV. I've got cable now. Yeah.
Isn't that just slightly offensive considering that that girl died at 12 years old 20 years ago of horrible circumstances?
Not even a little bit.
I didn't know that. I just found it interesting that they had the same guy, right?
Craig Nelson, back in the same role. Recreating that role. They do that with a lot of stars. The DirecTV has a lot of those kind of commercials. The Shatner's done one as Captain Kirk, and Robert Patrick did one from Terminator recently.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
That's fine, but no one's dead. That girl died of sepsis during the shooting of Poltergeist 3.
Yeah.
I thought that was just really offensive.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay.
Wow.
Thanks for the call.
A guy who carries a grudge.
That's a choice, I guess.
Scotty's dead. They put him in the Star Trek one with Shatner.
Let's talk to...
he burst up on the launch pad. Blew up. His ashes went everywhere.
Let's talk to Will in Oxnard. Good morning, Will.
Oxnard. What did you do, Matthew?
What did you do?
I want to talk about you guys. Everybody's getting down on David Hasselhoff wanting to quit drinking, and I'm for him drinking. I think that it'd be a great impact on the economy if you stop drinking. You're talking about factories closed, jobs lost. You know, plus to be sober, we're going to have to deal with more Hasselhoff.
Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean, like, where is there?
I could deal with him all day, but I want him drunk as well. Thank you for the call.
I completely agree. Have another one, David.
We don't want him to get Hoff the sauce.
Yeah, and where do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
Let's close with Aaron in Fullerton. He's on line five this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Aaron, what'd it do?
Hey, what'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do, Aaron?
Hey, I want to talk to you guys about Colin Powell. He's switching his party lines to vote for Barack Obama.
I know, I heard.
Yeah,
how
made
far
the big endorsement.
Is the festival from the Marriott in Palm Desert?
Okay,
you know?
We don't have time, David.
Sorry, Mr. Hasselhoff. What's your point? That you were surprised by it, Aaron? You don't think he should have done it, or what are you saying?
I just thought it was surprising because he's kind of. I was thinking that he's kind of the Republicans' last hope to kind of get this thing turned around, and it seems that he's just going to jump on Obama's side.
Major fan of K-Rock.
All right, Dave.
I love to introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
All right, David, we're taking calls now.
It doesn't help Senator McCain if that's what your point is. That's for sure.
But I don't think. Anyone surprised to know that he was pretty disheartened with the Bush administration?
Yeah, he walked off the job pretty much and said,
he got
screw this.
He felt kind of used
by
them.
And when did the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
Hasselhoff, come on.
Ralph, could I hear your impression? I know how angry John McCain was in the last debate. Could I hear your impression of John McCain when he got word that his longtime friend Colin Powell was endorsing his rival?
My friend, I can't believe that Colin Powell is not going to be supporting me, and I can't. I guess that's just the way it goes.
He turns into the Hulk. The Hulk running for president.
Yeah, my friend.
You know the Hoff loves to rock.
Okay.
Joe the plumber.
I want to thank our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com for joining us today. TMZ.com is the website. The TV show is weeknights at 6:30 on the channel 11. Check it out, don't you? How about tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have an all-new Kevin Amin show. We got to check back in with Doto. He's been emailing us like crazy and is on MySpace now and is also on the K-Rock message boards, whatever that is. So, excellent.
Oh,
good
boy.
Times.
Where are these K-Rock message boards that I've heard about and never seen with my own eyes, Mike?
I got to tell you, this is the one thing that Mike does that's so lame is basically on a daily basis he goes there and looks for good comments about himself.
He looks at what people are saying about him all the time.
Hey, what do people think about me? He'll type. What do people think about me, Mike? Yeah, do they like me?
Hey, how was that song? Did you like that song that Mike did? Tell me more about your thoughts about Psycho Mike. He goes,
I knew queers existed. I just don't want to work with them.
Yeah, he's an undercover Mike
But if he
guy.
Didn't, if he didn't, then we wouldn't know about Doto. So I guess that's good. So tomorrow, Doto on the program. Also, a Chris Angel sighting. On the program tomorrow, we have a K-Rock listener who's run into him. That's a pretty good story.
Ran into him in Las Vegas with some friends and said, you're not going to believe what a tool he is. Well, I think we will. We'll look forward to hearing the story.
We played a cover from Big and Rich today of Fight for Your Right to Party.
Did you hear that, Ralph?
Did
you hear some of that? Was
just
that unbelievable?
Pounding the wall in the other room.
Maybe the worst cover ever, and that'll be the conversation tomorrow morning, which is worst cover
just
ever.
Got off.
This is a little bit of
well, your mom busted in, said, what's a noise? Oh, mommy just jealous, it's a Big and Rich boy. You got a fight.
Dude.
My friend Wayne, my best country mags. Screw you.
Plus, tomorrow from Fringe, one of my favorite new shows, Joshua Jackson will be on the program.
So really good. I love that show.
I'm sorry, what was that song?
Joshua Jackson.
So that's all tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Stick around for Kat Corbin. Coming up next, be very, very nice to Kat because she will be in mourning today, coming in weeping in all black after what happened to her Boston Red Sox last night. So be nice to Kat, would you?
Like she was sober enough last night to find out what happened in a baseball game.
I guarantee she was watching and sitting on her couch weeping. I guarantee it.
I hope that's true. I'm going to go so far as to say I hope that's true.
We'll be part of that. Also, Kings of Leon, Linkin Park, Death Cab for Cutie, Social D, and more. It's all straight ahead right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.